Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Texas Geek Turf Book. Atomic Dog Racing, showing up racing, and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got War, Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man, showing up vs. Mr. Five Speed, bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Also looking for action, Tony Boss Byers and the Prime Time Crew, DJ Grant, Chi-Town Beers, C-Town Tony, Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing vs. Hit Squad of Black Hole, Five Car Lock-In, and more to come.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 Index Class, $1,000 winner, a 580 Index Class, $1,000 winner, and a 7-0 Index Class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 under free. Spectator side parking free. Pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Cause everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563 or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge World. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. I hope everybody's out there doing fine today. Been a pretty good day for myself. You can get excited about races coming up. Upcoming races. Might have been some races this weekend. Man, we're going to talk about some things, but before we get off into that, and before we get Ernie on here, come up and talk to you about some tech tips. I just happened to hear some news about a racer. I believe he went by the name of Tippy. Somebody might help me out with that. He was a big time fella that raced at Yellow Belly. And I heard he kind of passed away. So with that said, man, we'd like to give all our condolences and our respect out to the racers and their family. So I would ask each and every, we just take a moment of silence and recognition of Tippy. Thank you, everybody. Well, man, like I say, a lot of things going up, a lot of things brewing. Got some upcoming events, but hey, Sherry, we got Ernie on here with the
tech deal. Hey, Tracy, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie? How you going?
Oh, it's a good night. We finally got a dry day today. I'm happy.
Well, that's good. Why don't you give us some of this good old tech information? And guys, when Ernie gives his tech information, This is for everybody, whether you're a racer or a non-racer, or you're thinking about being a racer, building a car. If there's a question, guys, don't feel like there's a dumb question. All the dumbest questions are the ones that not asked. So this is knowledgeable information. I already have a lot of knowledge about it. He might can give you some information to help you in your situation and help you save your motor, the experience of life. So don't feel shy to push the one button and ask all your questions. You do a great job. I hear him on Willie Dog Show, and he have a lot of knowledge, and he has some real nice, intelligent questions to actually give us some tips where we can learn some things we may or may not have known about. So, hey, push the one button. If there's a question about something, Ernie is the guy, Coffee Car Nitrous, to handle that for you and help you out. Go ahead, Ernie.
Tracy, I appreciate it. What I'm going to do tonight is touch on what I was doing on the Willie Dog Show. It seemed to hit a spot, so we're going to continue a little bit on your show. And what we was talking about was servicing your solenoids. Just like everything on your motor, your pistons, rods, valve springs, your solenoids need to be maintained. Some additives in the fuel, if you're running the NOS-type solenoids, will cause the solenoid seat to become sticky, almost like a glue, and it'll stick it down to the orifice and will not open up and allow the fuel through. When that happens, you're going to have a super lean cylinder, and you're going to burn a piston. The nitrous solenoids need to be taken apart, cleaned, look at them. Look at the tip of the seat in the nitrous solenoid. You want it to be flat. You don't want a tit sticking out. If the tit is sticking out, that tells you that the piston is trying to be extruded down through the orifice. This will cause a restriction in the nitrous system, causing the car to go fat. And these are problems that if you don't check as you go, can be some of the hardest things to find. Check your nitrous filter. If you're running the NOS blue screen fittings, take those fittings out. If not after every race, after every two races, take you some brake cleaner, and from the screen side, blow it out in reverse flow. You want to blow any trash that's on that screen out. Teflon tape, rust particles. I've seen rubber hose in them. Just anything that can stop up that screen is going to put a major restriction on your nitrous systems. On the CompuCar nitrous filters, they're a lifetime filter. They, unless you've had some a large amount of mud or water in the system, should never have to be replaced. We've got a new filter that's coming out that's going to have the ability to take it apart, wash it out with your parts cleaner, put it back together, check, see what trash may be in your system. The trash in your nitrous system comes from the big mother bottles, those big steel bottles. They, over years, may be left out in the weather. They may have dirt daubers that have gotten into them. You can get all kind of trash and rust out of those bottles. So make sure whoever's filling your bottle has a filter on his bottle coming to yours and a good filter on your system so to keep that trash out of your system. So that's just going to be a simple tech tip tonight. But if you keep track of your solenoids, you're going to stave off some major problems. We had one gentleman on the dog show call in and said that's what happened to him, and his car caught on fire. He lost his race car. These little things can help you run and save you a lot of money. Back to you, Tracy.
Okay, that was a good question. I heard you. I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask the first question, Carl. It was very knowledgeable to me, and you see it a lot. You know, I'm guilty of it myself, and a lot of folks are guilty of it. But answer this question for the folks out here. You see a lot of guys going to the, you know, going to after they do their burnout, they come back and get all their bottles purged out and everything, and then a lot of guys, they kind of booming through the motor, you know. Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? I heard you talk about it on the dog show. And I just want you to kind of put that information out there. We know for years and years we saw it implicate what the big guys do. You know, they do it in pro mods. They've been doing it for years, but are they getting away from it? And some guys might not understand. Can you tell them what's the reason? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
All right. Doing a purge or a bump into your motor is doing your burnout. You pull up, you bring the RPMs up to about 2,000, 2,500, and you'll hear them bumping the nitrous systems into the motor. Run, 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 run. The motor is at 2,000 RPMs. The carburetor is not open. When you hit the nitrous button, you're loading that cylinder up with nitrous and fuel. It creates a detonation into the motor. You can compress the top of the pistons and squeeze the piston rings if at the least, but you're going to put a tremendous amount of load on the top bearing in the rod. This is where you've not real careful. You're going to end up spinning a rod or having problems with the crankshaft. I don't agree with it. And finally, most of the pro guys are looking at it and going, you know, this is too much wear and tear on the motor. Also, when you're pushing that button, you're not testing anything, but are the solenoids going to open? Because you're bypassing all of your safeties, your timers, all your controls. You're hitting the motor with the timing fully in it. Most of the timing controls are not set to work off of that circuit. They're set to work off of a timer circuit. So you're hammering everything directly into the motor. I don't recommend it. I think that the damage done on a motor on those dry bumps at the starting line probably equal to a pass on the track as far as damage to the motor. Purge the system with a purge kit, and you don't need to do a purge show. Once you bump it and you see the first frost coming up out of the solenoid, anything past that is just putting on a show for the fans. It does not make the nitrous any better. Like I say, you're just putting on a show. Back to you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Anybody else, if you have a question you want to ask Ernie before we let him go, you can go ahead and push the one button and share and see if we got somebody want to ask Ernie a question about something they might want to know. She's in the private room right now.
I'm sure Batman's out there somewhere.
I got a lot of hands up right now, but if you want to ask Ernie a question, take your hand down and push it again so I can see who want to ask him a question, because some of you guys might have something else. But if you want to ask him a question, push the one button, take your hand down, and push it and put it back up. I want to make sure I get the right person. Okay, Sharon, you back on, so you got the board. You got them.
Okay. Let's try this. Nightmare, did you have a question for Ernie?
Yes, I wanted to go with something to tell us about heating on them bottles.
Oh, heating on the bottles. Whatever you do, do not use a torch on a nitrous bottle. That is the worst thing you can do because it will cause a spot on that bottle to anneal and get soft. When that happens, the pressure of the bottle will cause the bottle to erupt and not blow the safety off. The best ways to heat a bottle are with bottle blankets, electric blankets, or the hot water systems. I've actually seen people use electric heat guns. Those are better than a torch. A torch is the absolute wrong thing to use.
Okay, you got that, Cliff?
Got that.
Okay, let me see. Another person. I see another hand jump up right there. Look like. Hey, go to the next one, Sharon, and see who's next. I saw another hand jump up.
Batman, did you have a question for Ernie?
Yeah, I got a question for him. You said do
not. I'm
not
going to answer your question, Batman.
No, you got to answer this one though.
No.
I just heard something that you said. I'm wondering about this one. I heard what you said. As far as the torch on the bottle, I don't know how everybody uses theirs, but when I use my torch on my bottle, I don't keep it in one spot. I move it all the time. I'm talking about warming the bottle up and down and around. Now, is that a difference? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, that's if you took a bottle and opened up the side of it so you're looking at a cross section of it. The siphon tube comes in from the top and makes about a 45 degree and goes to the very bottom. When the bottle is full, the nitrous level is only up to about 2/3 of the bottle. The rest of it is expansion or head area. When you lay the bottle down, it's like laying a bubble down. That head pressure now goes to the side of the bottle. So you have the top third of that bottle at an angle that doesn't have any liquid against it. So when a torch goes on that bottle, in that point, you're actually heating up the metal, not the liquid. So you create a weak spot in that bottle. Now, moving the torch around, it's probably a good thing to do, but you've got to keep it in the liquid area. But here again.
Right. But the thing is, I'm asking another question there. What is the difference between a bottle warmer and a torch? Because a lot of people don't use bottle warmers. I'm going to tell you the reason why. They run down batteries fast. Am I right about that, though?
Well, some of these torches produce as much as 2,200 degrees. A bottle heater is only going to produce about 250 to 300 degrees.
I haven't seen one bottle warmer yet not run down a battery.
There's two different types of bottle heaters. There's a 12-volt bottle heater, and there's a 110-volt bottle heater. So if you use the 110-volt unit, and since you're already going to the starting line with a tow vehicle, put you one of those little Harbor Freight $90 generators on it, and that would give you a battery charger, a bottle heater, an air compressor to put air in your tires, all in one little compact unit. And it's also going to give you the safety. Because here again, when you're working with a torch, you're working in a torch that's in an explosive atmosphere with the hydrogen gas from the battery, the fuel in the fuel cell. All these things have to be taken into account as far as safety.
As far as fuel cell, I don't know, because my bottle's not by my fuel cell. So I'm just wondering. I heard what you said, but, I mean, I know a lot of people, they might take a torch and at the regular, just keep it in one spot. And I can understand what you're saying. We can dip that area right there. But, I mean, usually when I use my bottle or a torch or anything, I keep it at the bottom about halfway. I don't probably go up no farther than halfway and just move it around, you know. I only use it maybe by 950 PSI. That's it. I don't go no more than that, no way. But just try to ask
a lot of people use them. And what we're trying to do is let people know that the danger of using those. It's not just, like I say, it's not just heating the bottle. It's a live flame inside of a race car, the driver strapped in, the fuel, everything in there. It's just dangerous.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I know a lot of people, you know, like I said, I heat mine up. A lot of times I probably eat them outside a car, you know what I'm saying, with the door open, you know.
Yeah.
I guess everybody's different what they do, you know. I understand about the precaution, what you're saying about the fumes and flames and all that, yeah.
We've got bottles in the shop that people have heated with torches, and they were just a microsecond away from an explosion. I mean, they've already bellied out nearly 2 inches on one side. And that's what we're looking at, the danger of the torch.
Okay, let's see who else got another question. If anybody else, Sharon got another question, let her answer, Paul.
I had one more hand come up, Tracy. Let's see if this one has one. 832-3724. Do you have a question for Ernie?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Trey.
What you got?
You were saying, what you were saying, a $90 generator from Granger, what you were saying?
Harbor Freight.
Oh, Harbor Freight.
Yeah, they've got a little, I think it's a 400-watt two-stroke generator. They run on sale all the time for $90.
Okay. You know the name of the generator?
No, it's their name brand. It's they've got them in stock. I said they always run the specials on those things. They're good little generators. First one I bought two of them because I figured they were going to be a POS, and I haven't taken the second one out of the box yet.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, I'm gonna mute my mic, but Trace, as soon as you get in your show, I have to get through with the advertising. I'll let I got somebody we're gonna call out on this phone, man.
Okay, we get there. Okay, Ernie, Jeremy, we ain't got another hand. We appreciate Ernie. We ain't gonna hold him.
All right, Tracy. Well, like I said, anybody's got any questions for us or needs any parts, give us a call at CompuCar Nitro Systems. That's 1-800-648-7687. That spells out 1-800-NITROUS. So if you all your nitrous needs, give us a call. It doesn't matter whose equipment you got, we'll try to help you fix it. Tracy, y'all have a good evening, and appreciate your call.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
That. All right. Okay, I guess we're going to come up here and start talking about upcoming events. If somebody had a race, they can talk about it. But we're going to go to the line. Before we go to the line, let me start out about upcoming events, what I got going here. As you know, well, I'm gonna let the callers go first. So, Sharon, let's see, upcoming events, who you got?
Boom, your mic is open.
What you say, Miss Sharon, Tommy Dodd, and all the racing world?
Hey, what's going on, boom?
What's going on?
How you doing? Not a whole lot, man. What's going on?
Man, I'm sitting up here, man. I come on the show. I'm trying to campaign for somebody that has a car, chassis car, or back half car. I got a guy from Mississippi, man, that's hitting my show on the 27th. And he's been calling me, ragging me. You ain't found nobody for me yet. Sylvester. I know y'all know Sylvester. Sylvester got an all-motor Camaro. I think it's a two-chest Camaro. He want to run anybody that can make it to the show on the 27th over at No Problem Raceway. And I'm campaigning. I wish I could find me somebody on this show tonight because everyone that was able to run him on my show was going to be testing the tune, and if they got right, they're going to give him action. Now, my show is on this Saturday. Quite a few of I think it's the HTI guys coming. I'm going to fit in with him for myself. And it's going down. Tommy Dodd, it's going to be a lot of grudges. I've been getting phone calls after phone calls. You know how it is as a promoter, Tommy Dodd, how the phone calls come in on the week of the show. But I've been real busy, man, trying to get this food together and all this stuff that we're giving away. And, man, I'm just campaigning for somebody that got an all-motor car, you know what I'm saying, just get with me, and I'll make it right for them to get down here just so they can grudge race with that guy.
Okay, well, y'all heard that from Boom on Wheels. No Problem Raceway. Looking for somebody to come in and take out that Louisiana all-motor car. Okay, Boom, you got anything else?
Oh, man, I'm just enjoying your show, man. I'm listening in, and I'm over here dealing with my niggas as we speak, man. And I'm getting some great tips out of it. I don't even know who this guy is you got on there, but I appreciate him for coming on tonight and explaining to us amateur guys, because I do consider myself as an amateur in the nitrous world because, I mean, I haven't been in it as long as a lot of guys that I know, you know. And some of the things he's talking about I'm already familiar with and know about it, but there's a lot of things that he spoke on tonight that I'm taking heed to, man, and it's very important that we, as racers, keep this information flowing to us, man, and I appreciate him.
Okay, man, appreciate it. Okay, hey, yeah. Sherry, what we got next?
Roy, your mic is open.
Hey, Tomic, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Roy?
Oh, ain't nothing. I just like to let the people know that I'm having my race on the 27th this Saturday, and inviting all anybody want to race, just come out and race. We got a few good races. We have a lot of jackpot races going on. So, you know, guys not doing anything, I'm inviting you to come to the race. And the first 50 people at the gate get in free.
Let the people know where it's at, right?
It's going to be at Houston Motorsport Park, the fastest track in the United States, is what they say.
I heard that, Ron. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to be looking for some of y'all guys to come out and support the race.
Okay. That's it, Ron? You got something else?
No, that's it.
Okay, all right. That is your hurry, Roy, this weekend. Next call, Sarah, who we got? On an upcoming event.
That should be it for upcoming events, Tracy.
Okay, let me get my upcoming event. First of all, let me say I got Grudging Brother Biz. You got a race going on in Morocco, Indiana. There's a lot of guys around the country going to Morocco, Indiana. We also got some of Texas' own. And going to the Midwest, Morocco, Indiana. We want to wish those guys well and hopefully have a safe trip. I believe that, if I ain't mistaken, I believe that's Jackie Divas and is it Duncan? Correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny Duke or Duncan going up to Morocco, Indiana to be in this race. Guys, go up there and represent Texas and do your things and stand up, man. So we just want to always wish our guys when they travel in that highway going across these states, making action. We want to wish them well. So I wanted to say that. Okay. Also, August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. We're going to try to put on a great event, man. We got guys coming. And I tell you what, it ought to be some action in the house that night. As you know, we got some great cars. We got some folks on the East Coast coming. Now, this is what I want to say. A lot of guys be asking for guys to come from the East Coast down this way. They have some guys want to come this way, but I need some guys to step up and try to make action with them. Now, you know, some of these guys on the East Coast, you know, they claim to stick their chest out to be bad, but also up here from Texas, we stick our chest out and tell them come this way. Well, I got a message last night, Cold Killer. Cole Killen, say he'll run. He's got a G-Body Regal on 29, big block. Say he'll come to Texas. He say he's coming to Texas. And he's looking for a man that want to step up. He say he don't care. Don't have to be no G-Body. If you got a Mustang, he'll run that Mustang. So just to let y'all know, if y'all keep up, y'all know who Cole Killer is. Hey, he's been knocking head out there on the East Coast. He say, hey, Texas said he got some cars. Cole Killer say he got the baddest stock suspension G-body in the country. And he say he's getting so feared right now. He said he nigga here just a G-body. He say he running Mustangs too. If you got it, bring it on. Also,
let me ask you something, Tracy. Now, he said, now, it don't have to be stock suspension, do it?
Come and tell you that Cold Killer. He said if he got 29s on it, if it's a Mustang, he said, bring it on. So we can get Cold Killer on if we have to, but I'm looking for somebody to step up. You know, Cold Killer pumps on his chest and he want to race. And if you guys know him, the man will race and the money ain't no problem. So if we got anybody to challenge these guys that's coming from the East Coast, then they have time to step up.
When he coming?
He's coming August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. He's not the only one. We got Chi-Town Beard coming from Chicago. We got Don Yates coming from Chicago. I believe Beard's on 29s or 28. Don Yates runs 29s or he runs big time. These guys say, man, they say Texas said he got this, Texas said he got this. Them guys, they deposit. We tired of hearing about coming to Texas, so, hey, we got a guy from Chicago and Cold Killer coming from the East Coast. Also, I hadn't got word back on nobody want to lock Tony Bynes in. He keeps saying, Tommy Dog, find me a race for that car fan he got. So got guys out here coming. So, hey, step up. Do your thing. You think you got action, lock one of these guys in. These guys always want a deposit to be put up. So, it's going down August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. It's going to be a mighty fine race. So, with that said, go ahead.
That's your question. You know, Tony Barnes, he said about this veteran thing. We talked about this on the last time, last Tuesday. And he was talking about it, got seats and all this and that, got this. Now, you know, my thing is this is, we already know the car vet motor run good. We know the vet run good. We know, you know, he probably got a nice little small block in it, whatever. But still, I got to tell Tony Barnes, you know, he wants everybody to sit like him. Everybody not sit like him. My biggest thing with the East Coast, they scared to take a chance. I mean, if a guy got a 20, if they sitting on 20s and a guy sitting on 29, they don't want to do no racing. They scared to get out of line. I see that right now. Ever since you've been talking about the East Coast, man, it just seems like they'll race, but they won't get out of line. No kind of way, man. You know, a person have to damn near have to match their car, man. And there's no car around here that's going to be matched up. No way. It's not possible, man. Man, tell him I said that, man, to get them some nuts and get out of line sometimes, and, man, they can get some races.
Well, hey, I'm going to say it like this. I've known them to get out of line on some cars, so you know how they are. When they get here, you might be talking them to do what you want them to do. So, you know, if you push their button, they here in Texas. I don't think some of them going to be shame-faced, so you might have them just where you want them. So, hey, shoot your shot at them, man, and see what happens. You know, I know Cole Killer, he's starting to try to do anything, so... He
won't
allow
him,
so, hey.
As far as Cole Killer is concerned, I mean,
to Mitchell here, folks, I mean, no one knows. You know what I'm saying? Man, might be sitting up with a 800-inch cube top, 800-inch cubic motor, you know, with 29. We don't know. I mean, we're trying to end the block with it, you know?
Your mic is breaking up, Batman. You kind of broke up.
Hold on one second. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. What are you saying?
No. I was saying, do you know if the Cold Killer guy, is he a big chief headed mode? Is he a conventional headed mode? Do you know? One pole, two pole, do you know?
No, I don't know what he is. I'm going to just tell you this here from my experience. Them guys on the East Coast, they try to run real fast, so I just take it for this. If you're traveling, you ain't traveling with no turtle. You know, I'm quite sure that car is pretty good, but he's claiming to be the baddest in the country on 29, and he stepped up with a G-body and said he don't give a damn. He'll run a Mustang, too. So, you know, hey, with that said, you know, hey, the car got to be pretty quick. The man want to tell
right,
you.
Right,
hey,
right,
yeah,
right.
Let's see who else hands up and see what they got to say. I see a lot of hands up here, so I want to get to the next car. I don't want to be waiting too long. I want to see what they got to say. Who is that, Sharon?
Tracy, yeah, Batman was talking about Tony Bond ducking and dodging, but if you recall, last week, Tony did lock in a race with Kenny's truck.
Yeah, well, you're right. Tony did get a lock, or he did lock in Kenny's truck. So, and I think Kenny told me, you know, I believe they locked Kenny in and maybe let Kenny run his car. You know, he did get out of line with that one, so hopefully that one's going to happen.
Trey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello.
Trey.
Go ahead, Trey, man.
Yeah. I'm here. Go ahead, Trey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, remember about six weeks ago, you called me in the morning. I was eating breakfast. And you had two dudes from the East Coast. I don't know if it was a nightmare. It was two dudes calling me on the phone. They said they were coming to your race. And they said they wanted me to get in the back town with each one of them cars. You remember who that was?
Okay, who did I say it was?
I don't remember. They called me.
Big Park and Lord, right? Was that Big Park and Lord?
Yeah, get them on the phone and get that shit locked in. I'm going to try to be busy that day.
When that Mississippi Nightmare?
I know he was on there with him. I know it was two guys. And they said they wanted me to get in the back tire at your race. But I ain't heard from them since. Get him on the phone.
I tell you what, Sharon, if you get Lord on the phone,
try to get Nod on the phone or Big Clark on the phone. I believe that's what you're talking about.
Get him on the
phone. Somebody mute your mic.
Okay,
you're on the phone.
Okay, hold
on. Mute your mic.
Okay, that may be Suitcase. I opened up his mic. Suitcase, your mic is open.
What up, Suitcase?
Hey, how you doing, Trace?
What's up, man? What you know?
Oh, not too much, man. I accidentally opened my mic, but I like to do something too, Tracy. Hey, Batman, can we lock in for on Tracy Ray?
Hey, you talking about same Ray?
Yeah, we'll try the same thing.
Let me I tell you what, let me let you know probably next week.
Okay.
I'm pulling on my car for a little bit, so I'll let you know. You know I got your number, I'll let you know.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be trying to get some action.
Who else you want, Suitcase?
Sure, pretty much anybody, you know. I'm trying to fit where I fit in, you know.
Let me ask you this. You know the last time you ran, we was in Houston. 901 Bad Boy. You know, I don't think you got down the track. How you feel about this?
Sure, I won them.
I figured you would want them.
Oh, yeah, I want them. If they're going to be there, we can do that.
Okay, we're checking with it, Sharon. We call Wick to see what Wick got going, see if Wick want to come travel down here. 901 Bad Boy, because Suitcase, I'm quite sure he wants to get back. They getting on that pumping their chest there. They don't care about running no turf other than Birdman. They don't care about running no other turbo car in Texas. That's what the word of Pope.
Hey, Trace.
Sir. Go ahead.
I'm calling in for the 901 Bad Boy. I'm calling in for the 901 Bad Boy. BET.
Hold on, BET. BET, BET, hold on just a second. Hold on, BET. I'm going to do this. Wint, your mic is on.
Go ahead, BET. This week, but go ahead, BET. I didn't know you was on.
Yeah. 2K.
Yes, sir.
Look here. Here's what we do for you. You come to our rate. You lock us in for August the 4th, and we'll lock you in for August the 10th. Come to Holly Springs on August the 4th, and we'll come to Holly Springs. I'm going to say we'll come to Texas on the 10th.
Okay. Let me see if I can work that in. I'm gonna send you my phone number, and I'm gonna check with my boys, see if they can make it. If they can make it, I'll come down there.
Okay, that'll work. That's what we try to do. We try to get some of you Texas guys to come support us over here at Holly Springs, and then that next week we'll follow y'all right back over there and race y'all in y'all home track.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. And when you get ready, we'll lock in both races.
Okay, well I'm gonna try. Hey, if Tracy can I get Tracy to give you my number. That
yeah,
way,
I
you know.
I got.
Okay.
Hey, with BT, y'all, who else out here? Who else out here? Y'all like to see?
Hillbilly Crew.
Who's that? Hold on, Tracy. I'm sorry. I was getting somebody on the phone. I got Clark on for Tree Man. I have Clark on for Tree Man.
You got Clark on. Okay, hold up. Try to get somebody from Hillbilly Glass Man Crew with them on high. I'm seeing they make it to the Holly Springs on folks.
Okay, I'm going to try to get Glass Man.
What's up,
Tree Man?
What's up, hey.
Tree Man?
Hey.
What's up, Tree Man?
Hey, wasn't that about 6 weeks ago when y'all called me in the morning? Y'all was saying y'all wanted to baptize or some car or something?
You said you wanted to back tie from some car.
Huh? What'd you say, Tree Man? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Remember you when I was talking?
I believe it was fucking on. Yeah, I'm on. What's happening? Huh? I said I'm on. What's happening?
Say, didn't y'all say y'all wanted to back tie Tracy Ray?
Yeah, that was Nard said he'd take the back tie. He had a Camaro that he was trying to run. You in, Tree Man.
Okay, you say you had, you still got it?
No. I think you stole that car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was a couple months ago.
Okay then, shit. I'm trying to be busy all day, that's all.
Oh, okay, what you looking for, some action?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well.
Give me a
hand. Well, I'll
give
him a holler
and
see,
and we'll
give you a call.
Okay.
All right, bro. All right. Yeah. Clark, if you can get a hold of him, maybe you can... He might come up with something, you know. So
yeah, well, I got my other line tied up, Trace. That's the reason why I ain't calling him on three-way.
Well, I can call him if you want to ask him, Tree Man. He might have something else. I don't know. Let me see if she come out the private room. I'll see if she can call him, Nard. Now, I do remember Nard making a statement like that, but if things change, we want to know.
Sure.
So
Miss Sherry put me in the problem, I give him his number, she can call him.
Yeah, I tell her she's in the private room right now. But
yeah.
I try to text her Nard's number and
okay.
And see what happens. So
yeah, I mean he got a couple big time cars, so then I'll let him. He probably said something over the Tree Man.
I'm trying to get him on here. She got somebody she's trying to get, but let me send her that number.
All right.
Is Batman still on the phone, Trace?
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman on.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
You always talking about somebody getting out of line. You get out of line and come to Holly Springs. That's what you do. With
no.
Your big ties and your willy ball. You get out of line sometimes.
If you got a car, you drive, I get out of line with you.
Don't worry about that. I got somebody to race your ass because you ain't doing no talking, man. You try to knock somebody else hustle all day. What is you doing?
When did you become French? That's what I want to know because you always talking about weak. I got my shit. We ain't got to race, we fight.
Hey, Tony, I've been listening.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. It's with now. This with a BET. Now I want it. You want? Can we lock you in for two races?
What do you mean two races?
We got a race over in Holly Springs, August 4th. We want to lock you in that day, and then we'll follow you back to Tracy race, August 10th.
Man, the only thing I can have up there is a Mustang on that day. I'm going to do good to have my black car put back together by the 10th.
Oh, okay, okay. What are you talking about, the bank had Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't
got to put some 29s on it.
You take the bars off? And take the bars off? You going to put the 29s on and take the bars off?
Nah, I ain't taking no bars off.
You can leave them alone. I don't care about no bars. Lock me in for Holly Springs August 4th. He can keep them on. As long as he got 29s.
Small tires. I'm going to be up for August 4th. I'm not going to guarantee you I'm small tires, but I'm going to try something else.
Okay. You give me the heels.
All these guys running around here building all these light-ass cars with 10-inch tires. Hell, I got a light car. I just need to put the 10-inch tires on it.
Put them on now. I ain't light.
We're going to do some testing this weekend.
Okay. Well, let me know. I locked you in for Holly Springs August 4th, and I chase you back over to Dallas Waste Raceway.
If my black car's done by then, I'll be up there with it, too.
Well,
I'm out here. We're trying to put it together now.
Okay. If you come to Holly Springs and we race, me and you automatically lock for Dallas.
If I drive into Holly Springs with my black car, me and you're locked in.
You damn right.
And I'll just go ahead and run you there, too.
Okay, yeah. Cause I don't like to intimidate. I don't like to intimidate in no way. You ain't intimidating nobody. You got
Terminator.
Not
a Terminator. Terminator. You don't like it now. You really ain't gonna like it when you get beside it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I like that. We just let me know.
All right.
Well, show up. You ain't got to let me know. Just show up. I'm accommodating you. Hey, BC, I got to go on mute. Take care of the business. We need anything. Go down. Lock anybody in. We don't care who it is.
All right. I got you.
Hey, look at anybody out here in Texas. No, we just said lock anybody in. He don't care who it is. So, man, we got Texas standing up, man. Other than Tony Thorne, man, some guys out there probably can make action with Witt. You want to push the one button and see if Witt might get out of line. I don't know. You never know. He said he don't care. So, some of you guys out there looking for a race, Witt love to race. So,
he said lock in anybody?
That's what Witt said.
Well, we know, we ain't just gonna go goddamn crazy, man. We ain't gonna run no fucking Pro Mart. We ain't got no business running that back ass car. But if you put 29s on shit, we don't care nothing about it. But just don't get crazy.
Are you talking about the 901 boys? The Mustang.
Yeah. We got three cars running now.
And they gotta have 10-inch tires on them.
Yeah.
All right. I understand. What I understood is
not being any. 28 or 29.
All right.
Okay. Well, we'll see what he says.
Hey, Atomic Dog. Is C-Town Tony on the net?
C-Town Tony, if you don't hear, push the one button.
Tony Thorne, I'm trying to get C-Town Tony right now.
Thank you. I see he's advertised looking for a grudge race at your track. But I don't live about 50 miles from him. He's dodging everywhere he can.
We're going to let him get on that answer, Tony. Hey, but we just hold on. She's trying to get T. Antonio here. In that case, Nard, your mic, you on Nard? Okay, Nard must be still doing something. I tell you what, I just got Dion on here. Dion, you got somebody
yeah,
to call
up?
That?
Oh, no,
what's
I'm saying, what's up?
What's up? You got somebody
oh,
you want to call that?
No, was Tony Bynes still on, or he, it was last week?
Tony Bynes, you want Tony Bynes?
Yeah.
Okay, where's she coming out to West Coast? We're going to see if I get, called Tony Bynes, and we're trying to see. We got 9-on-1 Bad Boys on here. What do you think about them? They fit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
On 29.
Dion, y'all got that Camaro going?
I ain't got no Camaro.
And who had that green Camaro y'all testing the time we was over there we trying to race y'all?
Hey, Tommy Dog.
Yeah.
It's Nard. I'm free for a minute. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Nard. Hold on. Tree man. Now Nard go.
No, man, I was calling Faith. I was, you know, about 6 weeks ago, y'all called me in the morning and said, yeah, we're going to back time. You going to do it. We're going to do it at Trace the Race. That's what I was trying to find out.
Where car? Which car? Bike tire from which car?
For my car.
Huh?
My car, my horse car. You remember about 6 weeks ago, y'all called me in the morning. I think it was me, you,
oh,
Tracy,
we was talking about Birdman. Birdman said he's going to get us a bike tire. You say we got a bike tire from him, and I'm going to take that.
You asked me for the back tire. Yeah, we were laughing and joking bullshit that morning.
He was talking about with the Camaro you sold, Nard, the 68 that you sold.
Which car are you talking about? Which car are you talking about?
He was talking about the
Tree Man car? Tree Man 70?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I ain't got no association. They class racing that car. That car ain't going to grudge race no more. They ain't going to grudge race that car. I ain't got no association with it. They class race. I'll take them tonight,
okay,
man.
Okay.
That's all I was trying to find out, man. Like, I'm trying to be real busy that day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Tree Man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
be. Hey, Tony Bynes still on here?
No, we ain't got it yet. She in the private room right now.
I got somebody running a racist Corvette.
Who? Racist Corvette? Hold on, where'd you get him? Batman, you got some noise. Can you mute your mic? Yeah. Okay, Sharon, get Tony Bynes on. I got a couple people want to holler at him.
Okay, give me just a second. I did try to call C-Town Tony, and I couldn't get him. So I'll try him again in a little bit. Right now, I'll if I can get Tony, fine.
Okay, all right. I'm going to tell you what we got on here. For folks on here don't know, we got Nard and Big Clark. Nard is out of Florida. Big Clark is out of Mississippi. They want to come out here and make action. With some car, I don't know what Nard got on his mind now. He did mention taking the back tire from Birdman. And Birdman is definitely looking for the race. So, Nard, what are you telling that taking the back tire with?
The Nightmare. He told me the Nightmare got the back tire for life. And, you know, I'm going to take him up on
did.
That offer. And I'm looking for and Tony Thorne, too.
Tony Thorne, too. Okay, well, Tony Thorne's on. Let me see if I get Birdman or Penny on here. He did say you got the back tire for life, so I let him get on here and dress that back tire for life thing.
That was Birdman said, and I'm damn sure gonna take it.
Okay, well,
I wasn't impressed in North Carolina.
Okay, well let me see. We definitely get Birdman on here. Him or Finney.
As a matter of fact, I was very disappointed. I lost about $600 fooling with Birdman.
Yeah, I'm gonna get him.
Who's gonna get somebody's gonna get Birdman the back tire?
No, nah, Birdman gonna give us the back tire.
Them the back tire for life.
Give who?
Nard.
Who?
Tony, he was asking about you too, Tony. No, that's how it is.
Who is it? I don't know who he is. What's he got?
No.
Mississippi Nightmare.
Mississippi Nightmare?
Yes,
y'all got a race anytime. Y'all got a race anytime y'all pull up to the track.
And guess what you're going to get? A good ass whooping. Anytime we get there, soon we get oil pressure. You number two on the list. Either in Texas or Louisiana.
Yeah,
one or two, we're going to catch you.
That's yet.
We ain't got to talk no more.
Seen.
Okay, well, we got action. We got action.
When you coming?
You know. You don't talk if your car ain't ready. Can't talk with your car ain't ready. I can't talk right now. That's against the rules. I can't talk.
Well, still didn't get to see Pam Tony, so she in the private room right now, so I guess she's trying to get Tony Bynum. So anybody else want to make action with anybody on that?
See if anybody want to come to Holly Springs on the 4th, Tracy, and we're chasing back over there for your race on the 10th.
Yeah, y'all looking for somebody on small tires, like 28, 29, or 275, right?
Right.
Anybody on here on 275, 28, and 29 to make Holly Springs on the 4th, you got a locked-in race, and the guy chase you back to Texas and run you again. So, hey, man, we like to try to, you know, get out to Holly Springs and pour a whistle. Anybody? They want to try to lock in some. These guys trying to lock in two races, so you can make it happen. Push the one button and accommodate them. Okay. Do you got a car in particular? You got no suitcase that he going to call, so we're going to try to get that together. But y'all was over here in April. Is anybody else you was over here you didn't like, you think you might want BC?
I know Suitcase, Hillbilly, and that green Mustang. Not the green Mustang, that green Camaro that Ben Laden was boosting up over there.
Ben Laden?
You got
Adam?
Yeah.
Ben Laden might be on here, I don't know. Sharon, let's see if Ben Laden on here or see if we can get Fitty on here. Somebody wants to holler at Fitty. Birdman.
Is Spanky on?
Spanky?
Yeah.
Is it on Spanky?
Yeah, Spanky.
Spanky, Ben Laden, Fitty. If any of y'all are on, press the one button so I can see you, please. Somebody's got some crackling in their phone.
Yeah, I hear some crackling in somebody's phone. Somebody's phone got some crack. Hey, let me see. I don't see whatever guy speaks down Tony also.
Now, Tracy, C. Town Tony is having some trouble with his phone. He's trying to get in, and I keep trying to call him, so maybe we'll hook up in a minute. But that noise is a...
Somebody needs to check. They might be muted. They got some cracking in the phone. C-Town Tony keeps trying to call, but you say you're missing it?
Well, C-Town Tony is having problems with his phone right now, and he's trying to get on. He's having problems, so I'm going to keep trying to get him. But I don't see either Spanky or... Hold on just a second.
Okay, well, go to the next hand you got up.
Hold on, Jackie, your mic is open.
Yeah, Tony, this is Jackie. You can talk to Tony. What you looking for?
You want Tony Thorne?
Yeah. Tony Thorne, yeah.
Tony Thorne, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. I want racing.
Well, you're going to get some chance. It's January or August 10th. We just got the car running Sunday.
He's looking for a race the 10th. He's looking for a
in our locked-in race for the 10th. I'll take that locked-in race for him.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you,
Jackie.
Okay. Now, we're going to take the car out this weekend and check it out and see how it does. We got one pass on the car. We're happy with what we got so far. But no, we're not ready to lock in the race yet. But, I mean, we're still 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from Tracy's race. So anything can happen between now and then.
That's cool. Just let me know. I'm looking for a lock-in race for my Ford Mustang.
Well, first of all, we're not racing that Mustang. You too fast, Tony. We can't outrun you.
Well, what car are you talking about racing?
You're wanting to race us. That's what I'm telling you. We're not racing that Mustang right now. Not till I get the car down in track a few times to get Tony used to driving. I mean, I'm trying to make it a fair race. I think we got something for you myself. And we're going to find out here pretty soon. But I want to be able to put my best foot forward, not just run out there just because we got a car running.
Yeah, I understand that, but I've been hearing rumors that he wants the silver Mustang.
Well, I ain't the one spreading no rumors. I'm telling you straight here on this radio show that we will be willing to try you by the end of the year. But right now, I ain't trying to lock nothing in 2 weeks. I mean, not with something that fast, Cal.
Well, all right, but let me know. That's cool.
All right.
Okay, Sharon, we got another caller. Got another hand. Did you ever get Tony? You ever get Tony Bynes?
I tried Tony Bynes a couple of times, and he did not answer. And you don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, well,
I've been trying to get people on the line, so I'm not really sure. I did get Dion on the line. You asked for him.
Yeah, Dion wants to holler at Tony. Tony, you would be an option sometime on Tuesday. But
you got someone around with him? I'm going to keep trying
hold
to
on.
Get
yeah.
Tony.
Somebody's phone is keep popping me. Go ahead. I hear some popping and cracking. Somebody's home, but look here. I'ma throw this down here on a nice topic and see where it go, man. Everybody know when there's been a talk and we kind of had words with these guys that be doing this TV show over on Outlaws. These guys
hey,
claiming to
Tracy,
be the fastest.
Tracy, hold on just a second. Tony Thorne, I think that's your phone popping and crackling. I'm going to mute your mic, so if you want to talk, either mute your own phone or I'll mute it. Either way, just let me know.
Ms. Chan, that was Boom on Wheels call. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think it's you, Boom.
Well,
I tried you, Boom. Hold on. Let me mute. Let me try Tony again. Oh, well, he dropped off.
It's gone.
Okay,
man. Okay.
Yeah, Tony dropped off.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about this. Oklahoma Outlaws, they be getting on TV and talking about they got the baddest street cars here and now. Now, I don't know where they come from. I understand. I tried to get a couple of those guys here, and we say we're going to try to get them on the show. They said they have some kind of payment or something going on. One of them say they might be on listening tonight. Well, if the one that's on listening, push the one button, and we'll see a hand and see when you come on. But let me just say something about these Texas cars. Man, Texas
Tracy,
been having
what,
some of the...
Tracy, I'm sorry. One second. Hold on.
Who you got?
Well, Birdman had his hand up. Birdman, your mic is open.
Birdman.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you got don't stop me while I'm flowing. Let me finish flowing first.
Well, I'm only Oklahoma Outlaw guys getting on here talking about how bad their cars is. As you know, Texas been having some of them. You looked on Hot Rod Gossip, Joe went back in the day and started showing all the bad cars that used to do what. And I'm quite sure we got cars right here in Texas that love to challenge some of them guys right there in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is like next door to Texas. So, guys from Oklahoma, if you're on here listening, push the one button and hey, we can talk about this car. Hey, Texas has been having some of the baddest cars, and for the nice topic, we want some of you guys on here to just, who were some of the most feared cars in Texas back then, and who were some of the most feared cars in Texas right now? You go back to some of that bad cars, you go back to the 80s, you had some cars that people feared, the 90s, the 2000s, 2010, 2011, and right now. Guys, I want you to push the one button, and if you were back in the day race or whatever, if you know a car was one of the most feared cars anywhere in Grudge in Texas, push the one button and talk about it. I'm going to say this. There was a lot of cars at different times that people were scared of. When I say fear, meaning this, a lot of cars people just didn't want to race. For whatever reason, they feared that car, they wouldn't race it. So I'm just letting the folks in Oklahoma know, y'all not the only one that got the fast cars. I got some guys here in Texas really want to race y'all, but seem like y'all ducking and y'all keeping among your top 10. Now, I hope one of you guys pushed the one by tonight. I know y'all say y'all had some work to do and we're doing your show thing, but you might be listening. Dallas Raceway is next door to Oklahoma, and we haven't seen any of them guys to be on them TV shows mentioned to no track across the country and to show how bad they are and representing their car, but they're getting on national TV and getting good exposure, but they're saying the wrong thing about they got the baddest, the fastest street cars in the country, and I'm quite sure guys here from Texas want a challenge. So, hey, man, push the one button if you know some of these cars from the 80s all the way to the day who was feared in the Grudge game here in Texas. We want to hear what the people got to say, but we got some that go back a long way. So, Cheryl, see your hands pop up and see what they come up with. Philly, Birdman, if you're on here, we got somebody on here going to ask you something. So, Sharon, they still on here?
Okay. No, it was somebody else's number that looked similar to one of those numbers, so that was my mistake. But I will see if I can get Finney on. I'll see if I can get Finney on.
Okay, well, over the mic to somebody, I don't want to talk about some of these bad calls that was back in the day, even right now. We know right now, as far as Texas is concerned, we know right now a feared car that people hate to run, Birdman is one of the most feared cars here in Texas today. I can say that myself. Also, you know, I believe in Texas. Outside of Texas, yeah, there's a lot of cars. Like Roy James got a car that's in Texas right now, I think, is sitting on top. But the one that unproved itself so far, got to give credit where it's due. Jekyll and Hyde are two of the most field cars right now, along with Birdman. Small tire car in Texas, I hadn't seen nobody with a small tire like a 29 that just dominates, you know, that people ain't scared to run. We know Tony Thorne, he'll run anytime he gets ready. So I don't want to do any talking. I want you guys to put it out there who y'all know from back in the day all the way up today was some of the most feared cars. Oklahoma thinks they got it going on. I think it's full of shit. They just in their top, they got their top 10, but I believe anywhere in the country, the people that's in their top 10, if they come to Texas or any other state, they'll get their ass handed to them. So I look at the show and it kind of tickles me and I kind of laugh about it, but man, the real deal is away from that reality stuff. So, Oklahoma boys, Texas wants you. Dallas Raceway, August the 10th, it's your next door. So, please, you can get it handled. So, who we got, Sharon? Let's see what some of these folks got to say about some of these cars.
Okay, anybody who's already talked, your mic is still open. That's Nard, Clark, Suitcase Boom, Cliff, Batman, Tree Man, Roy, BET, Witt, and Jackie, and Bushnell. Your mic is open. So everybody, go for it.
Bushnell.
What's up, Tom?
What's going on, man? Tell me what's on your mind. I need you to call me out of the show now. I have something for you. I got it. Wait a minute. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait. They tell me it's a boy. Bushnell, you run. I know you run Nike, but did you run somebody on motor?
Nah, I ain't never did that in my life.
Okay, you didn't. Okay, well, I see. Cause he was looking for.
Yeah, yeah, hold on, hold on. Yeah, I did. I ran a motherfucker on motor one time. I forgot to turn Nike's on.
I heard that. I heard that. Well, let me talk. If we got anybody on here that want to run on motor, I got a guy down here in Elgin, Texas, want to run somebody on motor. Now, he's got a back half Camaro, and he want to run on motor, and he's pumping his chest pretty hard because guys been calling me on.
Black Camaro at? He all motor car, ain't he?
Which Black Camaro is that?
The dude called Black Camaro. What's the name, little boy? Little Daddy, little son.
Little Daddy, little son. Well, if anybody from the Little Daddy camp on here, I don't know how to get in touch with him. I hope somebody get him and push the one button. We got a guy
He been looking for more races. HMP been open.
Well, we got somebody, so we'll see if we get him on. If somebody know him, text him and let me know his name, and we'll get him on and see what he say. Won't you tell me what's going on and tell me something about the topic about some of these cars. You the guy from Oklahoma kicking their chest out, they're getting all this airtime and a lot of exposure. And everywhere you go, people start telling me about it. You see them street cars, you see that? And I just kind of chuckle because I know better.
I've been hearing about that shit, Tom, but I ain't seen it yet, man. A lot of people be telling me about it, but I've been hearing a bunch of talk about it. I have never saw it on TV yet, but I've been hearing a lot of talk about it. Just like you, you heard it, you done saw it. I'm aiming that kind of down right now. Hey, but what I really want to do, I want to holler to Whit them over there, 901 boys. I can't fuck with King calling none of the Predator car, but that other Mustang in their camp, I'm laying there to try something with that car, that Mustang, that suitcase ran.
Okay,
Whit
on here. Whit.
Tracy, I also have Finney on.
Okay, Finney, what's going on?
Who is that,
Trace?
BT,
that's the grudge.
Oh, grudge, we had you shaking in your boots, man. You wouldn't even move over here, man.
We
over
here. No, you don't know what you're talking about, BT.
Now you got the mess, man. What's up, man? God
damn. Look, BT, I know you
I'll tell you what, grudge. I'll tell you what, grudge.
Go ahead.
All right, look, I'll tell you what. Bring that grudge over to Holly Springs on the 4. We lock in 2 races. We'll lock in for Holly Springs on the 4, and we'll chase your ass back over there to Texas on the 10.
Hey, BET, that shit sounds good, man, but I don't know you from the man in the movie. When y'all try to fuck me with Gangsta Boo too, you know, y'all had that bag-ass cold and all that shit, man. You know,
That was the little motor. We had just got the car. We just want to try something with you.
I couldn't fuck with y'all, man, then. I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. But at the same time, I want to try that Mustang, though. You know, like I said, I can't fuck with King Kong, not the president yet. I can't fuck with
him. Let's lock that in for the 4 of them.
Hey, but check this out, BC. That sounds good, man. I love hitting the road, man. I damn near lost my whole shit trying to get to Carolina by myself, man. So I really like a one-man game, BC. So I got to drive and race and negotiate. I got to do it all in one, BC. So it'll be kind of tough for me to get to high speed. But guess what? I want to get up there, though. I want to go anywhere in the country to do a race, though, BC. But, I mean, I'm just only by myself.
Hey,
all you got to
do. What is you, a daytime driver or a nighttime driver?
Man, BC, it don't matter about what it is, BC. I'm all by myself, y'all. It don't matter.
You don't think I come by myself everywhere I go? I'm by myself, too. I travel 15 hours.
He said I load on cars, I got to work on cars, I got to do it all.
I put in work, too, to do the shit I do, man. It's just like goddamn racing these motherfuckers. I do the same shit, run up down that goddamn track, travel 14 hours by myself, fall asleep on the road, all kinds of shit, man. I do it, too.
BT, I fell asleep on the goddamn road trying to get the rider and the world and that. I was going on fucking eastbound and all the way around westbound. BT, come on, man.
Hey, you ain't by yourself. You ain't by yourself. I had to do it too. It was 10 and a half for me. I did it too. You ain't by yourself, shit.
But I tell you what, BT, I love to get to High Spring, you know. So that's just a different atmosphere for me, man. You know, I never been up there, man. I know it's already sound like fun getting up there. So, I mean, you know, you never know, man. I might get some more energy to get up there, man. But if I get up there, I'm landing there trying to do my thing.
Look, I tell you what, Grudge.
Get you 2 days rest. Get you 2 days rest and rest up. Start Friday. Friday night. Go to sleep. Don't wake up. Don't even think about getting up. Just get you some rest all day Saturday and get ready for Sunday, man. Leave out Saturday night. Be there Sunday.
How far is Holly Springs from Houston, man?
Holly Springs from Houston, about 7.5.
That ain't too bad. If I ain't got to work hard, BT, man, I'll probably come up that way, man. But if not, I'm for damn sure going to be in a tunnel race down in Dallas, man.
Well, you got to for sure lock in. You got to for sure lock in. We trying to get y'all guys to come this way and support up, like
coming.
I said.
This far is coming. You know, this far it sound like coming. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't a problem, man. I'm just like I say, I'm by my goddamn self, BT. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I can get some energy to get up there, man, y'all see me there. If not, I'll be down in Texas somewhere, man.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we'll lock that little black Mustang in, which and lock you in for the 10th. We'll lock you in for the 4th and lock you in for the 10th.
That's cool. If I come there, ain't no problem with that.
Well, we'll talk more about it next week too. You know, like I said, it's coming up fast on. So you know, gonna try to make it happen.
That's the 10th, folks.
Yeah. Well, anybody else want some of it? Tell me to hit the one button. We waiting on them.
Well, let me get Finney on call. The guy's on and Finney off the back side of the light. Birdman Finney. What's happening?
Hey, what's up,
man?
Guys?
What's happening? What's going on? No.
Hey, I'm here.
Pull in, man. Damn.
Who was that?
No, come on, man. I was just looking to do bringing this bucket over here for this vent for the dude, man. Nah, y'all go in there, but that's what's up about BET, man. I like to get down there, though, for real, man.
All right, Grudge, I want to give you that raise. Man,
yeah,
I really want to give you that bad. I'm thinking about coming out there and help you drive over here.
Come on, bring your ass on, shit. Bring your ass on. Shit, I'm by my goddamn cell. Bring your ass on.
Yeah, I love to come over there and have you drive this motherfucker back over here.
BT, check this out. You can come here and let me drive that motherfucker and bet against me. We still gonna be all right. I don't give a damn. Man. Just let me get up there. You know. Yeah, everybody think you're me, man. I don't do no shit.
I like that in you, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
man,
right.
Hey,
let me call your mic over.
Hey, man,
ain't
making
that trouble.
Yeah,
what up, Trey?
What's up? The guy, I think Nod on here, he might be on another line, but I got Finney Birdman on here, the one Nod, and then when y'all were asking about the gate in the back top of the light, he on the phone. I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah. Not, you know,
like show him
me and Nod talk, and we definitely going to take that back top. Yeah, we like that. If we show up in Texas, Birdman, you got action with that.
Wait, you talking about coming in August or what?
Yeah, we show up August 10th, you got that.
Oh, well.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right.
I have to talk to my crew and see what's up. Are you got any other races lined up or what?
Well, I mean, like I said, if we show up with your car August 10th, we like to run you and Tony Thorne.
Okay, well, I can't say right now because the car's broke. I don't know if we're going to make August 10th, but I'll talk to the crew, talk to our chassis guys, see when we're going to be done, and if they want to do it, I'll give Tracy a call and let you know.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Michelle, mute my mic from this bush now. I can't mute it.
Okay, I got you.
All right.
Oh, okay. I want some. Okay, you got a bush there. Sharon, we got another hand. We got a lot of hands on here right now. But I want some guys to come on here and talk about these feared cars here. What's the one, buddy? Tell us about your most feared car, the car that was most feared in different eras of the game, always to this day. You know, we have one of the most feared people on here right now. That's Finney. That's why you got guys like Mississippi Nightmare, Nod, you know, hey, want to take the back tire. They feel like they're jumping out of league with a turbo car. But hey, I'm not saying he paid it. The man offered it to him, and if he offered it to him,
all right, there you go, Tracy.
I would take it too. If he offered it to him, I would take it too. So I ain't mad at him. And, you know, hey, it is what it is. So, anybody want to tell me something about them cars? Nobody knowing no cars. No, one of the most feared cars of different eras. You gonna let Oklahoma folks think they had the most feared car? They got the most feared car. I don't think so. We got a lot of people on here right now, and I'm quite sure some of these people been around a long time. Joe posted something up on his board, and he showed a lot of cars that used to do their thing out there. You know, some of them cars have some pretty good names with them. You know, people were famous up to some of them cars.
Hey, Tracy, it's a lot of cars back in the day, man, that, I mean, Oklahoma could never fade in just around in Dallas, Texas, man. I mean, it's a lot of cars right here with people fast. You know, I can give you one car right now that was fast back in the day, and I ain't seen nobody. They just now getting to them numbers. They did it 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago. That was a fast car with this Camaro.
Yeah, but that's like a big car. Like at one point, big car was one of the most feared backhand cars here. I remember that, the late big car. Yeah, he was. I remember when he got that thing. Yeah, he's right. You got to get proper where it do. Big car was one. So I know another guy. I remember when I first started going back to Yellowbelly back in the day. It's going way back. I know Willie Ragsdale. There was one of the most feared cars in there. So it's always been some guys that people were a little leery of. So I remember that car. I don't know if you remember that car, but that was a car that people was kind of feared of. Tony Thorne probably remember him and Galen him, but he was one of them guys that come to the track and, you know, try to shut the track down. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of cars in different eras, man. You look at it. I'm going to go say this. You know, hey, at one point in time, believe it or not, I had problems getting raced back in the days in my car. I feel like it was the most feared car. I traveled around Houston. I traveled around the Dallas. I traveled around all of Texas in the middle of the week back in the day trying to run a car and couldn't get a race with it. So I understand that. Hey, just like with the last couple of years, Roy James' car, I'll say last year, his car was one of the most feared cars when he had that black car. You know, he kind of was on top of his game in 2011 with that car. You know, even talking about, I'm trying to see another car that I know was people didn't want to mess with. Somebody help me out here with some of them cars that people that tried to race 1 year.
Phil, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Trey?
What's going on, Phil? You've been around back in the day. Tell me one. I know at one point in time you probably felt like you was in that same mode. People wouldn't run you.
Yeah, I was. I feel like I was one of the most feared cars. And I think you had scared of me.
Oh, no, now you're telling a lie, and I got to keep it straight. Now, see, you open that can of whoop ass, Dan, on your ass, I'm finna go. I traveled to Houston. I traveled to Dallas. I tried to run you time and time again, and you kept asking me to take some shit off. Now, if you're going to tell it, keep it real.
Okay, well, check this out. The time we did get ready to race, you come up with a stipulation. I want the race wherever it is. Your stipulation was, if you break your transmission, it's no race. And you broke the transmission on purpose, so you didn't have to race.
Let me say this. I traveled to Houston probably about six times to try to raise your ear.
Hold on.
I traveled to try to run you time and time again. You came to Temple back in the day. Now we're going to go back to goddamn Temple. But on my own track, King Shaka and Baby, goddamn it, Black, and goddamn it, you get up North America. All y'all came to run me. I told you, Phil, to get on board. I got you first. And your scary ass started saying, that old Black run him first. They ain't ready.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I really wasn't coming down. I had a lifting problem, but I came on and thought I could fix my car down now.
Yeah, you
can. Frank, let me tell you something about me. You know I ain't never been scared.
You been scared
you
of
know,
me?
You ain't never been scared to race no matter.
Hold on. You, I said you had a better record. I gave you that. But goddamn it, don't leave. Every, when I had my car running year after year, I try to run your scare ass, and you always gonna recruit you. You never, why you ran everybody else, and you never ran me?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Every time I come to run, you got stipulation about breaking the chain.
Hold on, hold on, Phil. Every only stipulation I ever had is goddamn, I knew back then we hop 'em, and I knew goddamn I was supposed to break mine in the hop. And when your scare ass had nerves enough to try it for less money, that happened. I hopped that motherfucker and broke it. And you know it. You couldn't do it because you were scared of the pound to do.
You know what? For a long time, I really still believe that, man. That night, I believe you broke it on purpose. But you didn't want to
make it. I don't know how to break it, Bill. I don't know how to break it. I can't reach in there and break it. But, you know, that's the end. We're going to move and let somebody else talk about it. You know,
oh,
you had
good.
Your time. You had your
hey,
time.
Dude.
I had
hey,
my time.
Dude.
Roy Payne had his time. Galen had his time. You know, it's like the Batman said, give them errors, give them people. Right now,
hey,
I was saying,
check this out, though. Check this out. I'm one of the only persons that ever went to a Quick 8 race.
On the phone.
Now, check this out. I went to a Quick 8 meet every month in Navasota, and I won 7 out of 9 events that year. Now, who got a better record than that?
Hey, Phil, the reason why you won, because hell, nobody else could get down the track, and you ain't had enough power, that motherfucker go down the dirt road. That's why you won.
Okay. You want to be a hater, Phil.
Why you want to be a
hey, Phil. I'm just fucking with you, man. You was helping your day. I'm just fucking with you. I gotta throw it out there, man. You was a bad boy in your day, you know, but you just went bad with me. I don't give a damn what you say.
Hey, look here. I'm the only one you could call at AT&T and pull the car over there to the fence and wait on the race. Now on the line.
Yeah. In 2000, around 2003, 2004. Yeah, you probably were the toughest thing. That's what I say, different eras, man. You know, you had your time, 2003, 2004. You come down there. I remember that same time, Roy James. You look at 2011, Roy James. You know, had a fast car because really couldn't nobody tell shit. You know, he passed today, but he hadn't got as much race. But at one point, we all did it. In the 2010. My Firebird wasn't caught in hell. I called down there in 2010 when I had the Firebird and tried to run any grudge car in the state of Texas, and nobody moved with that. And Tree Man know that. That's why we going to run today, because I made that statement. So it is what it is, man. It's different cars, it's different eras, man. Even some back-half cars that was around here that was pretty fast. Your Venom car was pretty fast. I'm not going to take nothing from you. Venom was another car back in the day up that way that ran pretty good.
No.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Tracy.
Yes, sir.
That statement you just made.
Regular. I don't know, Freeman, you might have been on vacation at the time, you know. I don't know. But let me tell you this. In 2010, I come to the track. I called one time, and you can get Joe Hotrod Gotham on the phone to verify. I put it on Dallas Raceway Board. They had a race down there. I put it on Hotrod Gotham. I called Rat Daddy. He said no. I called Drexler. He said, no, I ain't ready yet. I had Roy J. and them. They were going to stop me one time at the rain. They say, Tracy, we know you the better man. I had the guy in Dallas who had the car. They wanted me to come to a race down there. I put it on there and couldn't get no paper. So it is what it is. I remember if you want somebody to verify, get Hot Rod Dr. Joe on here. He was at the track, and he announced it over the PA. That anybody,
yeah,
that nobody moved, they wanted to stick Jeff Nizer on me back then. They wanted to stick Jeff Nizer on me.
Okay,
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. You right, though. Tracy right, though. He right. Nobody want to fool with Tracy then.
Nobody did.
Man, Trey,
Batman, hold on.
Yeah, I mean, Batman, if you listen, he say he was at HMP, then say he was at San Antonio. I remember the car he's talking about. I mean, I'm not disputing that. I wouldn't now, so I'm not disputing that. I was just asking because I kind of got something crossed up. I'm going to add this here with Phil saying, which y'all ain't saying nothing about it. Y'all probably don't remember because y'all probably wasn't around. But that same thing Phil was saying, I can pretty much back it up. Cause after Phil turned around and beat me with that black car, when I bought that black car, everybody I raced that car, I beat their ass. And that record holds today. I mean, that car would go down the track. I mean, wouldn't do nothing else but go down the track. And when I got that car, put that motor down from little daddy, I run over everything coming that way. After I run through all the brothers over there in the hood, they start going to get Corey Wheat and all them white boys that run them 25, and I run over all they goddamn mail with that same car.
I mean, like I say, different eras, man. Different people were some of the people that people really didn't want to tangle with. Like I say, it is what it is. The day you got cars like that today, you know, certain people don't feel like they can mess with them in a car. Pretty tough. That's why where we are today, man, is going out of state to run people. Because of stuff like this, certain cars get so fast, they're not going to get no action. So that's why we're crossing the state line and trying to make action across the world, like Birdman. That car right there is one of the most speeded cars, you know, in the state of Texas, and he's one of the most speeded cars across the state line now because he's turbo. You, Jeff and Hyde, them two good running cars, them cars, they only got about three or four people that run them cars in the country. So you got, it is what it is. Everybody have different times, different eras to the bad boys that come along, and it's the bad boys that's moving along right today, man. So, you know, you get in where you fit in, it is what it is. Like I say, hey, when people get their cars worked out, we're going to see what it is, you know. It's going, we got some pro-mod cars right here today that's got potential to beat some of the most fierce cars out there. You know, they just, sometimes you have a little problem, sometimes it takes a little while to get worked out, but I just want people to know across the world, Texas ain't no problem. Texas cars will stand up, and folks on the East Coast, they're going to recognize it one day that they just don't dominate every class of cars they think they dominate. Folks in Oklahoma make statements, they got the baddest cars in the world. I'm just letting them know, man, Texas stand up. Texas been having some of the baddest cars. Now we cross the state line, we just got to bring the cream to the crop. Who that's going to be, I don't know, but I'm going to say this. I believe Texas is going to have some cars that's going to surprise some people across the state lines, and I said that. So anybody want to add to that, go ahead.
Nightmare
going
to be
one. Nightmare? Who is that? Nightmare? Is that Nightmare from Dallas?
Yeah.
Who you want to go down on Nightmare? There's somebody on this phone you want. Because I was down in Dallas at Batman's race a couple of weeks ago, and you came to the track. And from my understanding, you told me you couldn't get no race, you know. And you was down there looking for Hard and Anacap, but they didn't make it. But you wanted a race, but you couldn't get no race. So are you telling me right now your opinion in your class, the back half, is it fair to say you wanted the most field cars in Dallas?
I ain't gonna say that, but we ain't scared to run.
You ain't scared to run?
That's right. We're gonna be there. I told you that last week. We're gonna be there on the 10, and we're gonna be looking.
Back ass. Well, I hope somebody step out there and compliment you, man, because I know you're looking for a race. So if anybody wanna step out there, Nightmare and them Camaro looking for a race.
One thing.
One carburetor, 632. That's what we got.
One thing about Nightmare, them trades, they will race, man. I mean, they'll come to the track and they will race. If they feel like they got action, they go race, man. I mean, it's a lot of guys right here that will race like this. They ain't going to just really step by line, man. But them guys right there, man, they usually be the most of these meets, man, most of these events. They'll try to race, that's for sure. I got to give them that card. They will race.
Batman, is that how your car sit?
It what now?
Ain't that how your car sit? Just like a Nightmare?
Nah, my car sit low, but my car nowhere near Nightmare them. Nowhere near.
You back half on big tire, ain't you?
No, I'm a 10-inch car. I'm not a back half car though.
It just sits low to the ground. That's all.
What size tie there is you got on there?
That's a 10-inch dollar.
10 by what?
It's a 10-inch tie there. Won't you come down here and see?
Boy, you a good ducker, boy.
Yeah, won't you come down here and see? Once you get your car, I promise you, I won't duck you.
Come to Holly Springs, you get your chance.
Stop being French and say we, say I.
I'll blow your ass out if you come to Holly Springs. I will blow your ass out if you come to Holly Springs.
Get you some more pressure there, come holler at me, man.
Hey, I know you ain't going to rate. Go on, lay down somewhere.
Next subject, Tracy.
All right. Well, hey, anybody else got a comment on what you said tonight? They got something they want to add to it, or somebody want to mention that wasn't been mentioned? Hey, guys, they talk about the people. It is what it is. Say what it is. You got somebody you want to raise suitcases? I know you were looking for somebody else. Also, we didn't get Tony, but Tony, we didn't get Tony Bounds on there. We know he probably had the option, but. Whoever want to run that event, I can hook it up for you. I can hook you up and try to get out.
Hey, Nightmare. Nightmare, can you hear me? I just come across the bad line. Slack, just come across the bad line. Slack just told me he'll take the back tire from you on the 10.
Who was that?
Slack
said he'll take the back tire from Nightmare?
Yeah, it just come across the bad line. He said he'll take the back tires from Nightmare on the 10.
Cliff. I'm listening. Tell Slack, get his ass up there.
What?
Hey, who? Where that Dillinger at?
Dillinger? Tony not on here. You want to run a Dillinger car? Tony not on here, man.
What size tie you got? What size tie you got, Tony? Trace?
What size car? Who got?
What size tie Nightmare got?
Nightmare, talk to the man.
I got some
Nightmare,
big tie.
Nightmare,
only
got one
carpet.
Huh?
Who is it, y'all? Got some big tie.
You got big tires in Willowball?
Yeah.
We got 29 no Willowballs on Dillinger.
Do what?
29 no Willowballs on Dillinger.
That's good.
And you want some solid then? That what you saying, Nightmare?
I got one copper rate. 632.
Put some 29s on them.
Y'all
want to
run Cornbread again?
Cornbread don't want no more. We already called Cornbread back out.
Yeah, you do.
He don't want no more. He know he got luck.
Well, I don't know about luck. I know he turned the wind light on. But
you know he got luck. Yeah, you know he got luck.
I don't know what he did. I don't know we picked the cash up.
Well. Yeah, ain't no gripe, but I get him to lock that raise back in then. That's what you do. Since you're cheerleading on him.
I'm doing the same thing you doing now. Wait.
I'm trying to go. You ain't trying to go. You ain't doing the same thing I'm doing.
Playing friends now. I'm trying to lock in.
How many of you have said ask to lock in? You ain't doing the same thing I'm doing.
Do you just have me call Cornbread for you?
Oh, and I'm still waiting.
It's like you got that Cornbread.
Send that call the hotline. Talk about the bat line, whatever it is you said.
Hey, that is your home track? Yes, sir.
How many races you got locked in for your home track?
I don't know. This is Tracy's event. But I will help him lock some in.
I said, you, man.
Did you hear what I said, though?
Oh, man. So you ain't trying to race that Tracy race? What you trying to say?
I'm not saying I ain't trying to race it, Trey. You must didn't hear me when I just got through talking to Suitcase. I told him I was having problems with my car, but I let him know. So what does that mean?
Hey, hold on, Sharon, if you can get done, you can call, don't get try to get in, he can't get in. He wants to holler at Tony Thorne, see if he wants to run. So, Sharon, if you can get done, you know, call Donnie, and we see if we can get Tony Thorne back on here.
Okay, give me a minute.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, BT.
Yeah, man, ain't no sense to me keep talking to Batman. Batman ain't trying to go nowhere, man.
Hey, Tracer, this is your race,
Tracer. Batman ain't trying to race at your race. But I guess he throw shows out there too, don't he?
Yeah, man.
I race you.
On your foot, on your knees, anything you want to do, anything got something to do with you, I want to race you.
Okay, come to Hot Spring.
Batman.
Yeah.
You son holler at me?
Huh?
You son holler at me?
Who's Street Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a when we get off the show, I'm gonna holler at you about something.
All right.
Sorry.
I'll call you in the show.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay, man. Anybody got here? Like, we didn't get Hillbilly on here, but I'm gonna see if I get Donnie, because Donnie from Chicago wanted to holler at Tony. Anybody? Donnie also got big ties too. So
is Dion from Houston on the phone?
Want to charge? Yeah, Dion. Dion, let me see if Dion's still on here. Dion, I might have failed. What, you got something to say to Dion?
Yeah, Dion.
Dion might have fell off.
Oh, okay. I know him and Slack was up there getting at each other up there when they was in Rockingham, and I think Slack wanted to see if he still wanted to do something with that Mustang here.
Well, I'll see if I can get Dion back on here right quick. He texted me a while ago, so... Let me shoot one back out to him and see what he want to do. Black want to do something with him?
Yeah, I know they was getting at each other up there in Rockingham. And this was Slack was telling me. So yeah, I'm trying to see if he want to do something with Slack. I don't know if they got it back together yet or not, but I know they were trying to do something.
Okay, well,
Slack, Mike.
I'm gonna see what he said. Let me just wait. I'm still trying to get Donnie on here. I know Donnie is calling and talking to me. So I know Donnie do run. He runs big ties too. So I don't know if he put his big ties on. I don't know. If he come on here, you might gonna ask him about it. He got a Regal, you know, he run it on 29 and Big Tie, so you know, hey, you might wanna holler at him. He coming down from Chicago, so.
Hey,
that'd be cool.
Hey Tracy, I got another one just come across the bad line. That's Cold Smoke
is
out of Tyler, Texas.
Who are you looking for?
Slack, push your one button.
Let me see.
Yeah,
okay.
Down here. Yeah, what's happening, Tracy? What's going on?
I know you run on 29, but you also run on Big Tie, don't you?
When I come down there, I'm going to have a 29 on with no wind bar.
Okay, well, you know these guys down here run with it, boss. I tell people all the time, when you come to Texas, I'm going to put the word out there. Most of these guys here run with it, boss. So when they go y'all away, sometimes they got to take them off when they come to Texas. Some of these guys, and Tony knows, sometimes you got to run them the way you run them. So,
people, oh, well, yeah, it don't even matter to me. It don't even matter. You ain't going to get too many complaints out of me.
Okay, I just had a – I know sometimes he had a big time. I wasn't sure what to do. The guy on there, Night Nightmare, he had a Camaro. He kind of looking for somebody. So, I don't know. You know, you say you're going to come with the 29, so I don't know. That might be a deal. I don't know.
Okay. What Tony Thorne want to do? He got 29 on his car, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Tony Thorne on here now. So, I'm trying to get Tony Thorne on here. He was on here earlier.
Tony Thorne is on here, Donye's on here, and Slack,
okay.
Your mic is open.
Okay, Slack, go ahead, Slack. Hold on, Tony Thorne, go ahead, Slack.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can lock it in with a trailer cold smoke. We can lock it in for the tent. I'd rather just run straight off the trailer on the tent. We can lock that in.
Yeah, he just texted me Slack and told me to tell you that, so.
Well, you can text him back and tell him he want to lock it in. We run both cars right off the trailer, whatever time he want to be in the staging lane, we can do it. We don't need no testing and tuning and shakedown on Grudge Day. We can get it on right off the trailer.
Slack, can you get him over there, man?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get him on. Let me see if I can get him on.
While Batman trying to get him on, Tony Thorne, that Donye. Tony Thorne, Donye is the one that you asked about from Chicago with that fade to black reading. We see the rocking him.
Hello.
Hello.
Donye, you here? That's Tony.
Yeah, what's happening, Tony?
All out here trying to get my motor put back together.
You gonna have it back together for the race?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm trying to do something with you got a Camaro on 29s, right?
Yes, sir.
Willie bars or no bars?
Got Willie bars on it.
Okay. I'm trying to do something head up.
What car do you have?
The Black Regal.
That one, the one you see is rocking out the faded black on the window.
Yeah, the one from Chicago.
The one I talked to up there in North Carolina?
I'm
locked in the race, Tony Bynes, on that day. I'll race you. I'm not going to lock in with you after I run him.
Are you supposed to run Tony that day, too?
Yeah, I'm already locked in with him.
Okay.
And if you come up here, and you're up here, and my car's got oil pressure, and you got a race.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to definitely be there. As long as I got oil pressure, I'm going to be there.
It'd be $1,500 or better.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, Tracy, I got cold smoke on the line.
You got cold smoke. Hold on. Guys, stand up. You know, Tony Thorne can't carry them all by himself. I know it's some other 29ers. Star cars around here run pretty quick. I told these guys, some of these guys in Texas, they ain't going to take their winning balls off. Donye stepped up and said, okay, he okay with that. So,
What about Javier? Javier don't want to race him?
I don't know if Javier is on there. Javier on here, Javier pushed one, but I don't know if I've seen Javier. But Javier might.
Is he done racing? He finished racing or what? He not gonna race no more? Or what's the deal?
I don't. Let's try to get Javier on here. Let's see if anybody know
Javier. Javier's got a 10-29 inch tall tire. You know in your flash. I mean, what's wrong with him?
Hey Trey. Cold smoke. You on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Go ahead, Slack.
now. You got him on?
What is it, Slack?
Yeah. I said we can lock it in, 200 on 1,000 or more, both cars off the trailer on the tent. You ain't got to come out there doing no testing and tuning. You do that before you get there, and we can do it.
You can come off the trailer with your car. I'm going to make a hit with mine, and we can be in the safe lane at 9:30. You can't tell me how to do mine. You want to come off the trailer with yours, that's fine. I'm going to make a hit with mine.
10.29 that need to step up to the plate and run some of these guys.
Where is Duke at? Kenny Duke like the race. Where is that? Also, Dion,
hey, I'm gonna call you back, Cold Smoke. Okay.
Hey, Dion's trying to get back on, and somebody get Dion on. And after I don't know we can get him, but Dion want to get back on.
I'll call him back.
Also, Kenny Duke. Did anybody get? Was that Kenny Duke coming doing?
Hey Tracy, what time they gonna start racing?
Man, the gate gonna open 12 because we got people coming so far. We gonna start racing in the evening, man. We might start going down the track, might be around 2 or 3 o'clock. You know, you can test.
You said about 3 o'clock.
Hey, we'll probably go down the track and start some cars falling around 2 or 3 o'clock, but we just opened the gates early because we got some guys coming from so far.
Right. How late they going to stay open?
We'll stay open. I know at least it's 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we'll see if we get Javier, man. He's right. He on 29. Tony Thomas, you don't know how to get a hold of Kenny Duke?
Hey, Tracy, Kenny Duke ain't gonna probably gonna do nothing till they come back from upstate, cause you know they leaving this weekend.
They gonna be there, Donnie. They going to Morocco in the app, Donnie. This guy ain't going back.
Who
going to Morocco in the app? Beard race.
Who gonna be in Beard race?
This guy that we talking about, you might lock him in for 2 races. He actually going to Morocco, Indiana, and he's gonna be in the race. He in the ticket, Michael. If we can get him on the phone, you might lock him in for down there and here.
What kind of car you got?
Tony, what are you driving, that truck?
He got 1029.
You on 29?
Yeah, 1029.
What is it, a truck? Nitrous truck?
Yeah, little love truck.
It's nitrous.
It's a nitrous truck, little love truck, single 4-barrel.
Oh, okay.
Cast intake.
Okay.
I'm just giving y'all some people to, you know, I know that it's out there that we're racing people. I don't know why they're not on here racing nobody, but,
yeah,
you know, you got Richard Price.
He's locked in with Tony.
So he'll be here Saturday then. He'll be here Saturday.
Yeah, he'll be here Saturday, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Hello. Now, I hate for you to drive down here and not have no race. I mean, if nothing happened to my car, I'm going to run you. But, hey, you need somebody else to race, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's the same thing I said. You know, I would like to have
go. We drove all the way up there to North Carolina chilling cheese up there.
Huh?
I said we drove all the way up there to North Carolina to take chili and cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what it feels like to drive that far and not really have nothing. I mean, but, you know, there's some people around here with 29-inch tires. I know that Javier runs good. I know Kenny Duke runs good. I know Richie Price runs good.
Yeah.
I
ain't hard to get along with. I'm looking around any column 29 that ain't no nitrous car, that ain't no class car. I'm looking at a grudge car.
Yeah, these guys.
Well, they're all grudge cars. They're not class cars.
Yeah.
I don't know why Javier ain't been out racing nobody this year, but I know he's a pretty quick car.
Okay.
We're trying to get him out here. We're trying to get him. Bradley and you, the only one in the class, so I'm going to be on here now, but we'll see him or Kenny Duke. Kenny Duke likes to race, too, so he's going to Morocco.
Yeah, I see. What's his name, Kenny Duke?
Yeah, Kenny Duke. They're coming from Texas, man, so you'll see him. You'll find out who they are. They're there. They're going to be there.
Okay, that's the one that's going to be up here. Okay, yeah, I'm going to definitely bump into him while we're here.
You might have some more cars out of Jackie Deaver's cars over where he's got 10-inch tires. I don't know all of his cars.
Okay.
But there's 10-inch tire cars down here. That's what I'm trying to say. And they're always looking for a race.
Once I get that, I can make adjustments. I run a big tire car, something like that. I run a nitrous car on the motor, something like that. No, it just depends. It ain't got to just be 29. How many guys?
Well, Nightmare's on here. Nightmare said he's on here with one carburetor. Nightmare, Cliff.
Yeah.
He say he might drive a car with it. You only have one carburetor. He got a Regal. He got a faith Regal.
He got a Regal.
Yeah.
What kind of car you got?
He's got a Regal, a black Regal with 10-inch tires on it, stock suspension.
Come on. Huh. What kind of car you got?
He got a Regal.
Oh, he got a Regal too?
No, he's talking about a
Regal too?
He's talking about
Nightmare. Nightmare's got a 68 Camaro. Big tires. 1.4 barrel.
It ain't no chassis car, is it?
No, sir.
Was it back half? True back half?
True back half,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What's that tire on it?
16-32, 16-33, somewhere around there.
Oh, God damn.
he wouldn't tell me that, yeah.
Well, don't run and hide, don't be
scared.
I tell you what,
when you see it,
is it a nitrous car?
Yeah, when you see
hey,
it, you see it down on that.
Yeah, Jackie, we hear you.
Okay.
You say it's a nitrous car?
Yeah.
With them big tires on, were you running on the motor?
Hell no. We run what we bring.
Huh?
We run what we bring.
I can't hardly hear you. What you saying now?
No, we run what we bring.
Oh, okay. Well, I had to see that one. You got 1600s on it.
Okay, Jackie, go ahead.
Well, we could definitely talk about it.
Yeah, I was just saying,
Kenny's going to be on 29 times for Indiana. But when we come back down here, we're going to be on 28 for to run Tony Bynes. So, I mean, we're going to change the truck up, you know, pretty much to run down here to August 10th. But I have a car up there with a 10.5W tire on it with a 33. We're going to make a few shakedown hits and see how it does, and we might be looking to lock something in with you.
9 o'clock.
I told you don't mess with my phone.
Donnie, he's talking about in Morocco, Donnie.
What'd you say, Tracy?
The guy talking to you, he's talking about in Morocco. And they coming to Morocco.
What'd he say he's going to have on it in Morocco?
We're going to have 29 10.5s on the truck in Morocco. And then I also have a 10.5W, a 33 10.5W car up there, too. We're going to have to make a few shakedowns because it's a brand-new setup. So we might make a few shakedowns, and then we might be looking to lock in something with you up there. But we're bringing two of them up there this Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll be there.
Well, you came
y'all
in
look
so
at
I'd be a big trailer with black cars.
What is it?
I said there'd be a big trailer with two black cars.
Okay. Okay. Now, who is this?
This is Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to be there with the cars, right, Jackie?
I'll be the one driving them.
Okay. I'm going to come see you as soon as I come in the gate.
All right.
All right.
Okay, man. I mean, you know, hey, with that said, anybody else got something to say? If not, man, we gonna look it out there. We're going to get out of here. If somebody else got something to say, we're going to get out of here.
You could never get Glad Man Hillbilly on?
You tried to get Glad Man Hillbilly on. Somebody could get him on his phone right quick. He announced, I see Dion is back on. Who's that for Dion? Dion back on. Who wanted Dion?
I thought Dion had that green Camaro, but I believe that was Ben Laden. Ben Laden had that Camaro.
Dion and Ben Laden on the captain.
Hold on, I got that.
Hey,
Dion.
Hello. You look like you've been on here before.
Dion.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, man? It's Slack, man. What's happening? What's up? Man, Slack told me y'all was up there. Yeah, he was up there talking shit to him up there rocking him.
Yeah.
He got that Mustang back together yet.
What you mean, put back together? It ain't never been
done. Oh, y'all bring that down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why, you trying to see me or something?
Black might be trying to see you.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I will.
He told me you was up there talking shit to him up there.
Oh, yeah. He's the slowest thing y'all got down there. But I'll pay his way to come down here this weekend to get him at Royal Race. Did you fix your car back? My boy want to get hold of your ass again too.
Ooh, you talking about Troy?
Yeah, that's my driver.
I put the cape over his eyes, bro. I pulled it off.
I don't
get his eyes.
What you
want to
do Saturday?
I'm not ready yet, man. I'm not ready. I'm working on it right now. I've been having a few problems with the car.
It's homicide on here. You don't hear push the one button. I got somebody asking a homicide, you don't hear push the one button. Maybe not on here. I ain't seeing push the one button. So, hey, go ahead, Dion.
Oh, no, I'm screwed. Hey, who keep asking about that black and green car? We put it up for the rest of the year.
BET.
Oh, y'all ain't bringing it out. You might do
nah,
one.
Nah,
what about bringing your Mustang to Holly Springs on the 4th?
Man, I don't really think I'm better than Mason Lane than you. My little boys play football, and we just getting back into that right now.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna try to get you locked in two races, one in Hot Springs, then chase you back over there to Texas next week.
Hello.
Tracy, I got Glassman on.
I damn look like Donnie and my fell off though.
Hello.
Hold on, Glassman. Somebody was asking, but Donnie looked like Donnie might have fell off. Glassman, y'all got some on 29? The hobby, I got some on 29?
What's up, Bob?
Y'all got some on 29?
Oh, man. I know Javier's on 29.
I say, Glassman, you back up and running?
The 901 Bad Boys?
They on the phone.
Who is this?
This Dion.
Oh, Dion. Oh, God
yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I'll be out this Sunday.
You going to be on 28?
28, you got it. Yes, sir.
You want to
hell play? Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Huh?
Let's do it. You going to be out there?
I'm talking about Royal Race.
What's that?
I want to do it at Royal Race.
You want say that one more time, man. I'm out here in my shop. I can't hardly hear you.
At Roy James Race. I want to do it at Roy James Race.
Oh, at Roy James Race. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Man, honestly, I'm not going to be out there Saturday. I'll be out there Sunday, but I ain't going to be out there Saturday. I got a kitchen pass for this one day, and they got me running a suitcase Sunday. So I can't go Saturday and Sunday. I want to cut my balls off.
Hey, BET, who is that right there, BET?
That Glassman.
Yep.
Glassman, you want to try to come to Hot Springs on the 4th? Running out of one?
On the 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, honestly, that's going to be probably impossible. That's impossible, man. I've been working day shifts and going home, taking a 3-hour nap. I'm out here back up at my shop. I got a bunch of crane cabs I got to get out. And I've got about seven of them here I'm looking at.
You ain't 20 hours away from us.
What's that?
I said you're not 20 hours away from us.
How far is that away?
No more than 8 hours.
I got you. And what car are you talking about running me in?
We'll run you with an A1 of them. Take your pick. Predator.
I can't never
Junior that. Car, the one we run suitcase with.
I don't know.
We got a small barn car?
Car.
You got a small barn car?
We got a convention ahead big block,
yep.
One sister on 28.
Which car is that one?
A Predator.
Predator?
Yeah.
Black Camaro.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
What do you got, BT? Is that the yellow green Camaro Mustang?
He got a burgundy red Mustang.
Yeah, okay. What is
it? Yeah, we still want it there. Last time I seen you, Glenn, man, you had Willie bars on, didn't you?
Yeah.
You took your Willie bars off?
Man, I hadn't ran without the Willie bars yet.
You got 28 on it?
Yeah, I'll
yeah.
Yeah, you can keep your Willie bars on. He come to Holly Springs, I locked him in 1-on-3, and we're locking me in 1-on-3 at Tracy Race.
Man, I don't think I'm going to run no big block.
Oh, you got a small block?
I got a small block. Cast in tank, single car.
These motors little, we got, this block, we got a little single carburetor motor. They not real big.
Hey, wait.
You seen the predator out there, Glad Man?
What's that?
What I've done yet?
I said you seen the predator out there, Glad Man. Last time we went to Houston.
Man, it's been a while. I don't recall the car. You said it was a Camaro?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I don't recall the car, man.
Glad Man, this Glad Man, the blue Mustang. You had a blue Mustang too.
Do we have a blue Mustang too? No.
Yeah.
I think that's
That's probably hillbilly new.
Glad Man, ain't you a hillbilly?
Yeah.
What's up with you? We ran hillbilly out there.
Yeah, he don't have that blue Mustang no more.
What about the yellow one, the green one, or whatever?
He still got the green one. I think the motor's out. It's hurt.
That's who we were looking for, Glad Man. We trying to give that race back.
Oh, you want hillbilly again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You too. You too, though. You want
to
run your small block with them.
Yeah, man, I think I'm going to stay in my own league. I think Big Dion's in my league. I'm sure he'll be out there Sunday looking for me.
Man, I want to say.
Hey, what's up, Sunday? What's up, Daniel? What's up with you?
Hey, if I can't get no action in Texas, what you want to do with King Kong, man?
Hey, Where?
You want to come to Hollis Plains and make me, and I'll follow you to Texas? You want to do that?
No, I thought I heard you say I came in on back end of the conversation. I thought you was gonna be in Texas.
I am. If you follow me, if you come to Hollis Plains, let me chase you.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey man, I'm gonna get back to work here, man. But hey Dion, get with me Sunday. We'll see you Sunday.
What you say?
I said, get with me Sunday. We'll see you Sunday.
That you mean Saturday?
Now, he's talking to you, Danye. We'll run you with King Kong if you come to Holly Springs, and we'll go to Texas and run you again.
Yeah.
When is Holly Springs?
August the 4th.
When is it? I'm working on getting there, but if I show up, I already told you what I was going to have on.
Right. I think I got my hands full over there anyway, so dang, I'm going to leave that alone.
You got about 3-4 races locked in, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I said. I just leave that alone. I'm trying to get something going with Preston Jr. over there, but I wait till I get over there, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to get there. I'm trying to sort out all these problems.
Okay. Leave a little boat in it, man.
Huh?
You gotta put that gorilla in it, motherfucker.
I'm freezing up the frame rails over here, man.
I'm not hungry.
Okay.
It just won't fit.
It'll fit.
Hang that time on the outside. Hang it outside, Daniel.
Huh?
Hang that big sandwich outside.
Okay. We're going to have to do something. I'm just going to have to run it without no front end on it or something.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway.
We're trying to get you, Tracy. We're trying to help you out, man, but, you know, don't look like...
We'll see what Suitcase going to do, man. Suitcase, he'll call, you know, try to get Suitcase up there. He's going to talk to his people, and hopefully he can work them out. Suitcase likes to race, so...
Yeah, now try to get Grudge to get him some energy drink so he'd be able to make it to... So he can make the trip. Hey,
Grudge will travel now.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. I might just have to drive out there and help him drive over him.
Hey, BET.
Huh?
What
are
you doing?
Y'all don't have that predator crime, Morocco.
No.
Huh? Who that calling my name?
I need some salt.
I said, y'all had a credit card in Morocco?
No, we were trying to get Grudge over to Holly Springs. He said he might be too tired. He drive alone, drive by himself. I might have to come over there and help him drive over to Holly Springs. We'll chase him back over there. He's, I'm going to send him to Danny.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope he gets a good energy drink so he'll be able to make that trip. He said he won't try the black car with. He said he won't try Junior.
Yeah, we see what he do.
Yeah, like I said, Tracy, we made it possible we come over here and try to help you out, man, and you have a good show. But,
yeah, man, we see what happens, man. You know, somebody might say he's going to come out there. I know Tony said he wants to come out there, and we'll see what Suitcase, like you with Suitcase, and he can look him over to talk.
Hey, Trent,
yeah.
You said something about Glassman was looking for some action? He got a
Glassman
call on 29.
Glassman. He said he got a Mustang. He said he's on 28, did he, BC?
Yeah, he's on 28, Willie Bob.
Yeah, he said Javier, you couldn't get Javier. Javier's on 29.
Okay.
Javier's on 29.
He on 28, is it a nitrous car?
Yeah, Javier got a nitrous small block. I mean, Glassman got a nitrous small block.
Oh, okay. So what do you want to do?
Yeah.
You want to
mom? I want to be looking for.
Huh?
You're not my mom.
Hey, what else, Diane?
What are you trying to do?
Well, he said he got a nice small block on 28. He said he never going to run no big block car unless they do something for him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, when you put it on the board, put it at Cold Smoke versus Slack, not Stone Cold.
Who?
You said Stone Cold. You said it's Stone Cold the last time. It's Cold Smoke.
Yeah, I got Cold Smoke right there. I got Cold Smoke.
Yeah,
I got
Cold Smoke
right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Tracy, you got one more hand up. Tracy, you got a hand up.
Who is it?
D, your mic is open.
Yeah, hello?
What happened?
What's going on, man? I wanted to say something about what you said earlier about Philip and Navaso today.
Yeah, who is it?
This is D.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Nah, man,
I was going to tell you, man, you know, back in the day, man, they had some guys. Philip was one of the biggest guys in Navasota. Then you had, like, Big Jim. Then you had Conrad Nowinski or something like that, and you had Galen. Then, you know, we knew you from Austin, you know. So back in the day, man, you know, it was a lot of big guys, you know, they used to race, that was real, you know, real competitive. And I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay.
You know, that was back in the Navasota days, back in the 90s, you know. It was a lot of, man. Then Galen had some other guy he used to have with a vet out there. He had a vet blown. You had Frankie. You know, that was, you know, that was back in the day.
Yeah, like I said, different time, different era, man. Had a lot of people that was bad for it, you know.
Yeah, man. And then I noticed those stir up some stuff, man. But man, old Tree Man, man, I don't. You know, he got a nice car and everything, but you know, when he bought Philip Cost, to me, you know, I don't know nobody that wanted to race him, but to me, man, I don't think he was one of the top guys that was out there like that. You know, that's just something that I'm just go throw out there, you know. But other than that,
well,
you know.
Tree Man on here. See what Tree Man got to say about it. Tree Man, you want to comment on that?
Tree Man dropped out, Tracy.
He dropped out? Okay.
Yeah, even when he had that Camaro, that other Camaro he bought, man, I don't know, man. I just let him say what he go say, man. But I'm just telling the truth, you know. That's the truth. So when you race him, just go ahead and take that win for me.
I tell you what, I'm going to do. Hey, I got my hand.
You don't got to worry about it, because without the twins, he ain't had nothing back then. You know. So
you
the, you know, I know the truth.
Hold on. I'll try to get Tree Man back on the line real quick, but in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and open up Troy's mic. Troy, your mic is open.
Troy, just hold on.
What's going on, Dre?
Well, Troy, what do you know?
Oh, I ain't know nothing. I kind of overheard old Batman over there clowning about that race, but tell him I'm going to get back at him, but not on the 10th. I don't race people from my own town or when the people out of town here. But I'm going to definitely come up there and make a special trip just to get on his ass.
Hey, Charlie, that's keeping it real, too. I like what you just said. We'll do our own at our own time, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to try to get all these out of town, man. You sure all right, man. That's keeping it real, man.
Don't be feeling bummed with his ass. He got an easy win, man. He's telling me he come here Saturday, he need some gas money or something.
Yeah, give me some. Whoever is talking, give me some. You sure all right.
Send me your address, your email or something. I'm going to send it to you, or account or something.
Yeah, you sure all right.
Yeah, we're gonna get back on it, though. I ain't going to let you get away with that.
Troy, quit being friendly with that fool. Tell him he got a motherfucking turtle, man. Jeez, we're
going to
run over his motherfucking ass.
Hey, man, look here, man. I got a turtle. Well, you know, you ever seen that cartoon where a rabbit shoot out there in front of somebody's and throw it in there
and win? That ain't going to be that case this time. This turtle ain't going to happen.
Tracy, Tree Man's back on.
Tree Man.
Hey.
Man, I had to get you back on. Somebody was kind of going down on you. What you had, man? What do you say it was? B? What do you say name was?
Yeah. B. It's B. I told him when you bought Philip Carr, you saying that you was 10 bars up out there, man. I said, I don't know nothing about that. Because as far as I know, you couldn't even get down the track. But, you know, I'll let you pass on that, man.
Weezy, is you crazy? Every time that car went down, every time that car hit the line, it went down the track.
Well, where it went to? It ain't go down
HMV. You crazy as hell. That car always went down the track. Any track you put that car down.
No. I'm just letting you know, man. But back in the Navasota days, it was bad. That's when Philip had it. When you got it, I'm just letting you know. Then you got the Camaro.
Hold up. Tracy.
Yeah.
Get Alley Cat on the line.
Listen to the nigga right there. He ain't got no car anyway, but just listen to the nigga.
Hey, how you know I don't got no car? Since Texas Toast Stock days, there, brother.
But you ain't no racing
no Toast Stock back in the day. I'm a high motor, high horsepower. You heard of the car. You just coming out the womb now, kid.
You just coming out the womb.
We way back in Minnesota days, there, brother.
Man, I'll race the day.
I know you ain't ready for me. If you can't go 460s all on motor, you ain't ready for me, brother.
I'm gonna tell you what a real racer do, bro. Well, Johnny's a real racer. He'll show his time when you go on 4-0. You show anything, you're a real racer, show your time. What you scared for?
Who is this? I'm ready to race there. Somebody ready to race there. I'll be at the starting line with some money with a car. Who is this? Tell me who you is so I can go ahead and pick you out.
I'm gonna be there with a bunch of money standing next to a car looking for a big.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be there with a 6-day Chevelle. I'll tell you that.
All right.
You might be there.
I'll be there with a 6-day Chevelle. 6-day Chevelle all motor.
Hey, dude, with the 6-day Chevelle. When have you seen that jackpot knock go down the track? Look, man, I'm just telling you the truth, man. You know, when Philip had the car, the car was going down the track.
When you got the car itself, you know, hey, you saying there nobody want to run you and all that? I don't know all about that.
Wait. So you making up shit. I didn't say did nobody want to run me. I say everybody got inside of it. I run over them with that black car. Alicat and them with all them 10-5 razors. Wait, what you got? Alicat, Horace, they went to all them 10-5 razors and got all them white boys, and I run over all them motherfucking ass with that black car. Right there at HMP, because I had a fucking target on my shirt. That Joe Gola put on there. I was the target because I was running the goddamn clavathons, crazy ass man. What the fuck wrong with you? Where you been?
You was running the. Well, wasn't nobody running no clavathon but you.
Man, them niggas, man, y'all follow real clavathon.
Who was running the clavathon? Wasn't nobody running the clavathon but
they
you.
They had River Red. Corey, we all the motherfuckers running clavathon. What the hell wrong with you, crazy man?
Come on, man. Come on.
Hey, man, he didn't want
to be River Rat ran the quick eight. River Rat ran the quick eight, man. What are you talking about?
Hey, Say, where y'all get this dude from?
Hey, man, he wanted to come over there and holler at you, man, so I had to get you back on here, man.
But, hey, BET, I'm going to get out loud and want to tell you, but you know what? You really be, out of my way all the time. You don't bring a car, I'm going to look at you, though. I'm going to tell you that anyway, BET. I've been wanting to tell you that.
Hey, Dion, you already, everybody know what I do. I got rights to book, several cars. Everybody know what I do. Ain't no secret.
But I'm talking about your own work. If you, I'm going to tell you something. And they'll tell everybody on the phone, Trace and I don't know how to drove car, head car, all that stuff. If you come to the track with a car and drive, I'm going to drive. I'm going to put it like this. Any amount of money you want to be. I'm going to drive if you get in one. Let the four of you book it. Let you drive one. I'm going to get it. Me, you, I want to run your head up. I see a lot of talk to you. That means you ain't gonna never drive then. Why?
Hello? Hey, who was the guy that say he got all the cars? I wanna know who's that guy.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got a 68 Chevelle.
It was built in Porter days.
I got a 68 Chevelle. And I want to run you.
Okay.
Now, who is you?
I'm Blind Eye Killer.
Blind Eye Killer. All right.
Yeah.
Now, we can run heads up. We can run heads up. I got a 68 Chevelle. It's the name of the car is Strip Teaser. We can run heads up. 68 Chevelle.
Strip
Full
Teaser.
Full classic car. Yeah.
Man, that regular motherfucker ain't finna come across lane and hit me. That
okay.
That motherfucker was built before Porter.
All right, well, Blind Eye Killer, we got a race. You want a race?
Yeah, but I want a race.
Tree Man, Alley Cat is on.
Ghetto.
Yo, Tree. Tree Man.
He's still on his
way. Hey, what it is, Tree?
Check this out. Now, you is my witness. You remember when I was running that black car?
Yeah.
When would that black car not go down the track?
Yeah. It always.
We got some car. Okay, now you remember when y'all was going in 10-5 races, y'all was going to get caught weed and all them motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Didn't I run over them motherfuckers with HMP?
Yes, sir.
There you're right. That's a neutral man. That's a neutral man. Ain't got nothing to do with me or the car. There go your neutral man. Because they was going to get the dudes I was running over, crazy ass man.
Who you arguing with, Tree Man?
Man, y'all said all that with 450 man, man. God damn.
Oh, man,
that's what
you're saying,
man.
I got some clown. He want to do that for something. It might be FBI somebody. Crazy ass shit he talking about.
Tree Man, I told you, he really was just buzzing his opinion. And Tracy just went overboard and called you, man. I told him to leave that.
Oh, man,
Dion, you never got your thought together getting in lane.
I did get it together. Remember you said in the bushes looking at me when I came.
I ain't never been scared. I'm by my goddamn self. I don't think I've never been scared. Ain't no fear, man.
Well, my driver got Grudge,
hey, when he go down through that number two, I'm gonna do some calling out too. I'm just waiting, man. Hey, man,
my driver got two calls. Do you want to look at both of them?
Man, I'm gonna try. Add one to call it, whatever I see. Dion, it don't even matter, man. I ain't never know the dude. I just, some of them calls I know I can't run, like I told you, like King Kong, them down there, I can't fuck with them dudes right now, but I won't run Junior, I got calls that I know I can, my car fit in with, man. I don't have no mega motor in that motherfucker, man, or no shit like that, so I gotta watch what I do, I gotta play it smart, man, but there are other motherfucking cars, man, I'm gonna race, man, it don't even matter.
You want to try something run race?
If my car run good, of course, hell yeah. I ain't been in that race.
Well, you know, yeah, I really don't want to run no red, but you out there 28, no ball, we can dance. We ain't got to lie. We can lie. Whatever you want to do, it's a done deal. I owe you. This is kind of personal.
Yeah, I done stepped up a little bit, man. I'm on 29.5, man. You know, I'm still on 10.5, but I'm on 29.5.
Well, you know me and you agreed upon on the hill, 28, no ball. I said, I'm a small block. You're a red. We're going to go on the
hill. Yeah, but that shit, goddamn, deal. I done got beat on motherfuckers on that, man. So I ain't going to just keep getting beat. Suitcase, I ran me down there. So shit, I ain't going to let that happen no more. So shit, I'm trying to do something different, man, you know, so. I'm gonna just try whatever.
Cause we can run for a half a meter. I just want the victory, and you know, he's no money.
Right, with your 28, then, Dion.
I do. I want to run. I ain't gonna run.
Yeah,
It don't matter. It's all running, Dion. You want that, man?
That nigga told me he was going to run me on 28 no ball with a red motor. I told him,
I ain't doing that no more. BET said they ain't doing that no more, man. They running 29, man. They ain't not doing that no more.
He said he ain't got him no more, Dion.
No, I ain't got him.
I told him I promised it.
I got him now. I ain't fuck with that no more. BET, what they do, man? Don't they run 28 with 29? What they do? They doing that, ain't they?
We're going to run you on 28.
I'm on that shit, man. I mean, it don't matter.
Well, my boy got a call 29. We're getting it together, so, I mean, you know, we ain't got to talk about anything. 28 small block. Eventually, you know, like, still like me, I'm trying. You know, I know that.
Try
to go out of Florida.
I ain't fuck with that no more.
I hope he come back.
They
know
me, I beat too. I ain't fuck with that no more. I got no idea about all that.
Dion, you sound like Batman.
Who?
No.
Shit like me. I know I race, though. BET, the difference between most of them, they know I race and I bet the money.
Well, yeah. I know that, but hell, I'm telling you what you sound like on the show, man.
I want to run my run race.
I know you better than what you're talking now. I know that. But you ain't talking like the one I know. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I told you get in the car, I'm going to get in one, I'm going to drive. I just told you that.
Well, I can't film and drive too.
Hey, I'll give you the back tire of that green car, Sadie. Hey, since you're on 28, you told me to get on 20, I'll give you the back tire of that green car,
Sadie. Man, I don't want to run head up. I don't ask for a motherfucking tire. You put 28 on that motherfucker. That's what you do, get on the side of the
car. Hey, man, give you the back tire. You won't take it?
I'm a man.
Yeah,
I don't take it. My driver's going
to
take it.
Oh, man. You ain't trying to go, Dion. You ain't trying to go, man.
I ain't trying to go. I'm trying to tell him I run a rap motor head up because on 28. What you mean?
And he just said,
he
give you.
If I beat him right there, he's going to say he gave me. So I'm going to need a head up and then run away.
You know what, man?
Ran over.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to blame my. You know what? I might try that. I'm going to blame my 28 because I got to pay. You got to learn me now. I got to tell. I got about 5-6 runs on. I might try to tone it down a little bit. I can run over that Mustang if I get out on 28. So, you know, I'm going to leave it there.
And you ain't gonna race.
It.
You might well sell, you.
Hey, Dion. Dion. The only thing they're gonna tell him to do
Get the hell out the way.
You just in motherfucker's way.
All they got to tell them to do is wipe the tires.
Run your motherfucking mouth. That's what they need to tell you out there in Texas.
I'm going to bring them on, man. I'm going to beat that green car if that bitch going out on 28. I'm going to beat that green car with no problem. If it goes out on 28.
Down on his ass you go.
I'm going to work on that. If I have to put a 340 back in, I'm going to go on that. I think I need to go out and take the third, man. I put 340 back in there. Yeah, we can do that, man. Sad head up, man, on 28. I'm at the door.
You ain't scared about all this. You talking about doing, man. Let's do it. Like, I called you before.
Yeah,
you know,
we can do that Saturday. We can do that Saturday head up on 28. I got to put 340 back in there. I
got to
take 370
of
that.
How much you want
to
do it for, man?
I'm about $1,000. I got it about $1,000, man. That's all I got.
That's cool. I'll run you for free. You know that.
I gotta go
way back.
I'm gonna get you out the way right quick. I'm just telling you the truth. I ain't trying to scare none of some bitch, man. I'm just telling you I don't know how fast my car go, man.
Yes, you are.
I don't know how fast my car go.
Appreciate it, man. Good show, man. Guys, logging in.
One, hey, try to make Roy James race this weekend at ATMP. All right, followed by, you know, hey, Wick, them 901 bad boys trying to get some action going to Holly Springs. I hope some of you guys can make it down there to support them. They do come to Texas and support Texas. Hey, like again, man, it's going down. August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. Should be a good show. Got guys coming from all over. Want to thank everybody. We'll do it again next week. Same time, same place. Until then, everybody be safe. Good night, everybody.
Oh, BT, you know I was just messing with you, right? Don't take it personally.
I know. I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
All right.
Texas get turned up. Atomic Dog Racing, Shown Up Racing and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got War. Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man. Shown Up vs. Mr. Five Speed. Bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Also looking for action, Tony Boss Bynes and the Prime Time Crew, DJ Grant, Chi-Town Beers, C-Town Tony, Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing vs. Hit Squad of Black Hole, Five Car Lock-In, and more to come.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 Index Class, $1,000 winner, a 580 Index Class, $1,000 winner, and a 7-0 Index Class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 under free. Spectator side parking free. Pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Cause everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563 or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.